Welcome. There we are. Look at that. Let's do that in the beginning.
I'm already cracking up from that.
How are you doing, guys? Good to see you. Another Friday. Happy Midsommar.
Midsommar's
Eve. That's right.
That is right.
Hope you're doing wonderful wherever you are and enjoying this wonderful Pride Month. And we missed Juneteenth. And then we kind of missed the summer solstice. Well, miss. But you know what I mean, right? Anyway, so today officially, Midsommar celebrations in Sweden. To anyone watching there, it's midnight. So depending on where you are in Sweden, I believe you still have some light out today. So enjoy it. It's the 24th, which means...
They're still a little drunk from the schnapps, maybe?
Schnapps, Mickey Schnapps, or Sill. You have... so, you know, have you heard those things about solar myths? Do you know thing or two about that? Yeah. So 21st, you know, it's like the lightest day or most light, right, during that day in the Northern
Longest
Hemisphere.
Daylight, yeah.
And then it kind of stands still for about 3 days, and then it begins to go in the other way again. And
kind of reminds me of a Jesus story, huh?
Kind of interesting, isn't that fascinating? Myths is a hell of a thing.
Yeah.
All right.
We're back from Montana.
That's right, yes.
We went to Montana. It was awesome. We went to Flathead Lake, which is really pretty. I hadn't been to Montana in years. I actually lived in Kalispell for a summer, and my, oh my, have things have changed. Yeah, we saw some great friends over in Big Fork, which is a really cool... Hello, which is
watching.
A really cool little town, and as we learned, there's some very annoying California liberals who are discovering the quaintness, right? They're moving into these towns, and then they come, and then they whine about these people who are hunting and, you know, skinning animals and surviving in Montana, how people have always done, bringing in foreign workers in their restaurant, you know, so they could have cheap labor and all this crap.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, that's another place to move to. If you can't get to Idaho, flood into Montana and take those places before those Californians do anything that's available.
They're working hard.
But we went fishing, and I caught the first fish on the boat. Mm-hmm. It was another little lake next to Flathead Lake, and... our friend had a boat, and he was a fishing guy, and so I caught the first salmon, which was really cool. And it happened in like 20 seconds. I just put in the hook, and then I was like...
It was a trout, but it's okay.
It was a salmon.
Was it the biggest one, really?
It was a salmon. They were little guys.
I thought it was
Kokanee salmon.
No, you're right. I'm Kokanee
salmon.
That's right. No, that's right.
And then we all cooked it later.
Rainbow trout was a little bigger. You're right.
It was a Camp Tuffet, this little fishing camp some of you might know, and people have to book it out, you know, a year in advance for these little rustic cabins, but you can have an RV spot, you know, in camp or whatever. But I learned that there's people who want the all-summer spot, like permanently to come every summer. They're on wait lists for 30 years for this place. It's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, like, when they're 30, they get on this list, you know,
because it
has a rustic, cool vibe, good fish.
There's a lot of people out there, and, you know, every little inch is going to be spoken for. And if you don't get your hands on it, it will be the Bill Gates to get their hand on it. Look at that. I got sunburned. Can you even see it on the camera?
Yeah, you got
fried.
Like, I'm
scales,
you know.
Like, here now.
And the thing is, it rained for the first 2 days.
I
remember, you guys were out on the boat and, like, didn't even think about sunscreen.
Nope,
it's like,
nope.
It doesn't matter that it's only 65 degrees.
And is that the gay kind of sunscreen?
You do zinc oxide.
Exactly.
You know, it's overcast, but still burn.
Still burns. That's the pleasures of having white skin, right? because we evolved in caves. Hey, look, it's the ice that did evolve. It reminds me of someone asked about what is red ice, right? Here we go. Here's the metaphysics of it right here. Like, you can view it in two different ways, right? But at the end of the day, it's blood and ice, right? You can replace the blood with fire, as you can see right there as well. That's always doable. Fire and ice, blood on the ice, right? That's what it is right there. We are ice people. Nothing wrong with that. And ironically, you know, I heard some critics of this, like, ice people are cold, right? but some solar people, I mean, of course, we enjoy the sun tremendously, of course, in the north, especially during these times. I'm not trying to say that. But ironically, it's if you're growing up in colder climates that you have to be warm, right? Warmer to each other, relationships, while you're in the perpetual summer state of, like, I don't know, sub-Saharan African or something like that, you can be very cold to each other, actually. It's kind of a reverse. Interesting how that works, right? Hey, I just want to say thank you to Michael, if you're watching as well. We got the little awesome
Thor coin
as well. I can't really see that's blown out there, but thank you, man. We appreciate that. It's very, very kind of you. And a friend of ours gave us this book as well. Or is like a paper from the, what is it, Judicial Watch? Have you guys seen that?
Our friend dropped it off, yes.
Yeah, critical race theory. It's funny.
Thank you, Stan.
Thank you. And I was just reading just like a little bit of it, right? A little bit in the beginning. And it's kind of funny how they can't, and I like Tom Fitton, right? He's not bad. He does some good work. He's kind of blown out there, but you can see him in the top corner there. Tom Fitton, right? Judicial Watch. You know, what is critical theory, critical race theory, blah, 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 goes through a couple of things in the beginning. Not a single word about it being anti-white, right?
Of course
not. It's racist, it's dividing us along racial lines, and it's like, well, it's, you know, separating us in oppressor and oppressed, and it's like, well, what race is it that's
who's the being oppressor? Attacked. Exactly.
You know, who is attacked for being the oppressor,
being
right?
Attacked.
And then, you know, this is straight in this, you know, isn't racial discrimination illegal in the United States? Yes, and then the Civil Rights Act, because of that. Well, what did Martin Luther King Jr. say about racial discrimination?
Like, cringe.
Straight
to the
patron,
communist.
Patron saint, right? Anyway, look, it's okay. They're doing what they can, but clearly not strong enough.
No.
Clearly not strong
enough. That reminds me, I have a video about that and I have to record it.
Oh, yeah.
Lars Ackerbach says, Lana caught a fish and you didn't take a picture? Actually, a friend did take a picture.
Did take a picture. We just forgot to bring that in.
Up. Yeah.
Maybe next time we'll do it. It's true.
JP says, Henrik and Lana, I've been feeling empty this past week and half without your live streams. I didn't know you guys meant so much to me and were the oxygen to my breathing. You complete me. And I don't view this as creepy at all. It's great.
Awesome. That's great. Just the way we like it. Thank you, man.
Jimmy Fallis, hello, Henrik and Lana. Great to see you. Hope you're doing well. Slow news day, huh? Yeah, totally.
Yeah, totally
slow.
Nothing going on. Nothing like that. So it's fine, you know? We'll talk about the weather a little bit later. We've counted the sunspots, so we'll talk about that. Anyway, guys, if you want to join us, ntpstream.live/redicetv, odyssey.com/redicetv as well, or @redicetv. That's open. Thank you. I see Clown World show over there. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't very fuzzy, was he? All right, thank you.
Or was he?
Or was he? Was he fuzzy? Maybe he was fuzzy. Rumble.com/user/redicetv. That's open as well. And we're still running. Yeah, I guess we have Power Chat as a backup in case something happens to Entropy or something like that.
Show some love. Break it in.
Try it out. We got a few over there, actually, at some
really?
Point.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Otherwise, I got to start. Yeah, Crypt Coin Tree slash Red Ice TV as well. Okay, that's enough of the shilling. We have plenty to go to here. So
we come back from Montana. Yes. And checking the emails. And then someone says, hey, I saw you in this documentary on Shitflix. So there's this anthology docuseries directed by Brian Knappenberger that explores instances of how digitally distributed misinformation contributed to chaos in real life and in extreme cases. People getting killed. Episode 3, called I'm Not a Nazi. Yours truly, isn't it?
I'm not a Nazi.
Two times, we'll show you that. And then also other people. Jared is in there. My friend Rebecca, No White Guilt, a quick little Molyneux. There's Matt Heimbach, who's now a communist. Richard Spencer, who's basically now a progressive. Nathan Domingo, who's out of the picture. There's Mike Enoch, Seven Son, Gavin McInnes. You know, so they just like throw it all in there. And it's so 2016. But we'll get to that after we hear these awesome, horrible clips.
Why is this not coming up here? I wanted like the... Oh, there's the cover.
Oh,
the skull mask.
Damning clips
too.
Of me.
Let me see. Does it go straight to you there? Yeah, it's kind of right there. Let me see if I can cue that up properly. Let's play from here.
Okay.
Straight white guy, destitute, suffering, and then dead.
One of the ways that the far right has been able to grow online is that they've been able to post their ideologies, their videos, their thinking
to
mainstream social networks like YouTube, like Facebook. But YouTube in particular is a place that has kind of allowed for alternative.
The YouTube. Okay, and by the way, these clips that they show,
is like,
he's a communist now.
He's out of the picture.
So they're showing stuff that's literally 6-7 years old, and this just came out 3 weeks ago. They're still in Seville, for crying out loud. Mm-hmm. So they worked on this for years. They're using clips mostly borrowed from Right Wing Watch. I know, and Daily Beast. They even blur out the logo to not promote us so people can't go look like Red Ice TV, right? And they pretend like we're still on YouTube by putting my clip like in the YouTube frame when we're not on YouTube anymore. Mm-hmm. It's just retarded. Anyway, here's another one.
Yeah, here's another coat turner here, or turning where the wind blows, right? Liberal at this point, right? Richard Joe Biden Spencer. Vaxxed, fully vaxxed. All right, so was there another portion that I want to play?
Yeah, it's coming up right here.
It's coming.
Two clips of me.
Okay. Ooh. All right. Nice. Okay, let's listen to it.
I'm going to say what all you think and know to be true. It can never, ever, ever be too white. Most
Amen.
States like Oregon and Minnesota were great places to live until diversity was forced in our communities as an act of hate.
A lot of the...
Let me go back there for a second, because I want to show this is how... I mean, it's fine, right? This is what they do. It's but kind of like how petty... And what's the word I'm looking for? Like, no, not vindictive. This is obviously, these are enemies, right?
But people say, I love this video. Stop race mixing. Ooh.
It's funny because this is like, yeah, so YouTube was removed, 2019, right? And that this is 2 years ago, right? It says here, which means that these screenshots, if they're, it could even be that I try to find, an archived version of this and like, is it actually up there? This is what was it, from this video, right? I think it was, right? Was
yeah.
It?
And
this one, this is all censored, by the way, the source here. But unfortunately, they don't save the comments, right? So I went to Wayback Machine and just see like, oh, are they actually using the comments? Of course, I couldn't find anything. But the point is, they're sitting on these things for, as you said, 6 years, five,
it's
6 years of screenshots. And despite that, it's so poorly produced and boring and outdated, and no one even used the terms they're using anymore. They're going to explain what red pilling is to the Netflix boomer.
They have this like Antifa who's all masked up, like he needs to protect himself, right? Explain to us.
Think about this with the means that they're. I mean, either they fake these comments, which is, I don't care. It's fine.
Well,
but it's like,
they're talking about, okay, I love this video. Stop race mixing. Well, that would have been another video. I did videos on a video on that. I'm surprised they didn't show that.
Too much mixing and too much immigration. Yeah. So anyway, so they could be real. They could be fake too. I mean, obviously, that's not the point either. It doesn't really matter, right?
I'm like, some of the comments are like, yeah, so.
They
I'm
go
like,
to.
Ooh, someone doesn't believe in the out of Africa theory. Ooh.
They go to, I remember this clearly too. This is like Daily Beast. It's early on where like.
They were so buttered about that
Jones
video.
Alex Jones is banned. Why are Red Eyes not banned? And the point is, there's a couple of sources. There's like, it's Media Matters, right? It's Right Wing Watch. But it could be, obviously ADLS builds in the backdrop of that too, kind of feeding these outlets, right? Possible, as I said, the Daily Beast, that's the source, right? Or HuffPost or something comparable to that kind of thing, right? But that means that they're so lazy that they don't even do the research.
They can't even find original
they just
things
go
that they think
and
are damning.
And take like screenshots that other already established like articles have done of like Right Wing Watch or Media Matters or something.
And it doesn't even fit in the flow. When you listen to my clips and the flow is like, wow, that was totally out of place. It doesn't even fit in there. Even if they wanted to, prove like, oh my gosh, how racist and horrible what Nazis and white supremacists we are, those clips wouldn't even fit. No. The thing is, they can't find any clips like that. They can't.
No, but
there isn't anything.
This, and I guess it kind of speaks to the next thing we're going to talk about too. But it's this: there has to be a continuous kind of policing of people that might break ranks or beginning to question what's going on with all this immigration right now. I mean, Tucker is talking about replacement now, and he's mentioned anti-white stuff. So this is it's a big problem for them. I mean, they're losing that despite all the censorship.
Yes,
and everything.
They are.
They're losing that
That's
narrative.
Right.
Albeit a little bit slower if everyone was still on the main platforms and so forth, it probably would have gone faster. But it's inevitable. It's unstoppable. You're not going to be able to hold us back. It's going to be out there.
Oh, yeah. It's coming up.
So it's like this self-policing and let's do what we can at least to reach the Netflix audience and let's put up another documentary.
That's always like, trending and all that, right? Top three. And this particular episode is just like comedy. Anyone who watched it was just laughing their ass off. But they have this girl. It's always this girl who was part of the alt-right and now she's going to tell everyone how horrible it is because she was on the inside. And turns out she had this supposed violent boyfriend and how the alt-right is all violent men, and they had these cheesy actor reenactments in it, like telling her story.
Oh, wait, I'm not even showing that, so I guess.
Yeah, that's okay.
Is it this girl's right?
I think this is a reenactment lady, like an actress there or something. But the way they put it together is
like... burning or something.
Oh, my gosh.
You're telling me these people are buying these books in 2020? Well, 6 years ago, I guess, then, to a certain extent. But do you tell me they're buying the books so they can burn them?
I don't know. And then they just show lots of books.
I'd be interested in that, by the way.
They just show lots of Swazis throughout, like, you know, it's gonna make it seem real edgy and dangerous. I was like, who is this girl? I mean, there's always these girls that just pop up and then they do these like exposés, mm-hmm. and turns out, you know, they're all violent men, right? Never mind all the, which I'm not buying that, of course, like her boyfriend. She could just say, oh, my boyfriend, whoever he was beating me or whatever. How about all the guys in the Me Too movement, all, you know, these violent Antifas, BLM, like, oh, none of the left is ever violent. They never hurt women, right?
How about the pedophiles in there?
And all that, yeah, all the pedophiles, yeah, all over the place. It's all them. It's all your boys.
So, anyway, if you're subbing to Shitflix for some unknown reason, go check it out. Have a good laugh there at that. What was it called again?
From a totally random number, I open up my phone and I...
Shut up.
Yeah, shut up. Shut up.
Yeah, what was it? The bodybuilders? It's like, who are these? Who are these people? Where do they find them? Anyway. All right. So here's... Was this the IMDb... post here for it, okay.
Those are the wonderful actors. The reenactments of some alt-right guy beating his girlfriend.
Top review.
Saying, make a Heil right now or I'm going to punch you in the face.
Top review, 1 of 10 here on IMDb. This lady is so FOS. What is that? Does someone know what that is? What is FOS? Full of shit, maybe? Yeah. No way she didn't know what was going on. I can't stand people backtracking. Oh, okay. So they're attacking her because she was like in... She was a Nazi for too long. Okay, got it. All right. Anyway, we have another little...
So then my friend Rebecca calls me. And then I hooked her up with Jared Taylor and they did an interview, which was great. I was happy to see that. And some guy at the Young Turds picked it up and...
Welcome to the bullpen. I've actually seen a couple of this guy. He's
I never seen him. The first time I saw his face, I was like,
objectively hilarious, this guy.
I'm already just laughing just looking at him. Anyway, we could play this incriminating clip of Jared and Rebecca talking. And there was a little clip of Rebecca in that shitty docuseries, too, talking about, like, trad women because, that's so extreme, you know?
Man, Jared, that's
he looks happy there.
Awesome screenshot, right? Like I love that. That's happy that stash. Dude. Thank you, Jared.
Oh my God, look at the portrait of a evil white supremacist. I know, it's funny, right there. He just looks like he looks like a really nice guy.
Yeah, like like that cool based uncle that you didn't grow up with, but now you get the chance to experience that anyway. All right, let's listen.
Growing up, I was 8 or 9, and I lived in a very wealthy part of St. Louis, like a rich county that was predominantly white. And then they did inner city busing from East St. Louis into this.
He said, oh my.
So what do we have?
Oh my!
10 seconds. That's 10 seconds. That's pretty.
See
generous,
right away.
Usually,
right, no right away. The crime right away is Rebecca is pretty. She comes from money. She didn't like that all these blacks were bussed into her school growing up. She was confused by it. They're not like us. They're different. And Jared says, "Oh my!
Oh my!"
And that is Jared just is oh great. My. Oh my gosh! I can't even. He's like, oh my
I can't even. Let's listen to what he says.
I mean, he couldn't even hide it. I mean. They're on TV, man.
Hide what? That's on YouTube, idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the internet. People talk about their opinions, just like you're doing now. And people are scorning your dumb gay opinions. So they were doing that to you now. I can't believe he's not letting people talk about their lived experiences.
But wait, what if it was the other way around? See, if there was all these like rich white kids being bussed into these black ghetto schools, right? Mm-hmm. Well, then what would he be talking about? Would he say, oh, my.
Slightly improve the scores maybe in school. So.
Yeah, but he would be against this. Oh, my God, so racist that they think they need to bus in these white kids to improve our schools and GPA averages or whatever, you know. You know.
So we got 10 seconds. Then he's coming in and saying, oh, my God, they couldn't even hide it. There is more. 22 seconds in. All right, let's go. Let's do this.
And so I remember being, like, in elementary school and asking my mom, like, I know that we're supposed to believe that that people with different skin colors are the same, but like these people are clearly not the same as us. And my mom was like, do not let anybody hear you say that.
Wow.
And it didn't occur to me until years later that I was like, I was kind of on it when I was eight or nine. You know?
Your experience with this busing program reminds me of something that Robert Patterson once said. He was the founder of the White Citizens Councils in the 1960s. It was set up to fight school integration and residential integration. And he said, the sure cure for integration fever is a stiff dose of Negroes, except you can't use the word Negro.
Oh, Lord.
In any case, yes. It should be. You see, that's the thing. A stiff dose.
Are they not Negroes, though?
Really should.
Well, objectively, no lie detected so far. I don't know what
is
to say.
Is a Negro not a Negro? I mean.
Look, that they're trying real hard, but when it comes to like who can be a BLM supporter, there's no doubt, right? No doubt.
Cure anyone of his illusions about
I think I'm actually okay in stiff doses, sir.
Get over yourself, listen, man. A lot of people can't stand you.
It's nothing personal. You guys are shitting on whites every 24/7. And as soon as it's like, you know what? It was kind of a little different. It was all white for a while. Then it was not all white. And things kind of changed. Right?
They started bringing in these kids from the ghetto into our schools.
Yeah. I mean, initially, this is not that far back, but it was like that was done by gunpoint.
Yeah, gunpoint. Brown versus Board. Like, it was not a happy day.
And remember, that was based on the Swedish socialist Gunnar Myrdal, who came in and wrote
the Negro Problem,
I think, an American Dilemma, I think it was.
But he was a leftist, and he was supporting.
It's funny, at that time, homogenous Sweden, right? No experiences whatsoever of living with Africans.
But he's an expert for America. Like, he's going to tell them.
Come in here, just like, well, for communism to work.
Yeah, and he was a communist.
We have to break down this stuff, and so we go back to the Tom Fittens again. I mentioned that paper before, like. Why do you go to patron saint and they're criticizing Marx? CRT is Marxism, and then they go to their patron saint. But what did Martin Luther King have to say about it? Who's a Marxist who was intentionally there to undermine and subvert American white society, right?
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, you know this guy's going to love like all black schools. Yeah, black men need to be with black men and black culture and black rights and black, entertainment. Like he supports all that, right? Yeah. But then, oh my God, the minute someone doesn't want a bunch of them living in the neighborhood and forced to go to school with them, it's a problem, right?
Well, just,
they should have all their own and be in yours. You can't have your own, right?
You have to like certain people. You are not allowed not... It's kind of like what's happening with the Pride gay LGBT thing as well, right? Where it goes from like, well, we just want rights and accept us and... just let us, do what you do kind of thing, right? But then he moves quickly into this territory of like, no, you must like it and you must celebrate it as a good thing, right? Otherwise, you will be, removed from society. You'll be punished somehow. And imagine when the social credit score is like weaved on top of all this stuff, right? Well, that's you don't approve of the conditions we're trying to impose on you. Well, that's it. We're taking 1,000 points away from you.
Anyway, he tries to pull out like the most incriminating quotes he can from Rebecca here and also Jared, and it's just like no lie detected.
No,
he can't come back and say anything. He just reads it like, oh my gosh, they said this. But then he can't come back with any arguments of how it's wrong and why it's wrong.
No. So, do you want to listen more?
All
right. Indisputable.
I don't think there's any more clips. That's it. That's all the clips. And by the way, those clips were from Right Wing Watch.
Yep.
I had told Rebecca too.
SPLC to what does Jared?
Exactly.
There's no originality.
I even told her when you have Jared on, look out for Right Wing Watch, SPLC. They're going to be all over it, like flies on shit. Mm-hmm.
They need this. As I said before, this is about smacking people back in place. This is about like, no, this is not acceptable. We're not going to allow these people to have the opinions that they want. We have to police everybody.
Well, and I think that the purpose about this is to try and get Rebecca's YouTube banned. She's still on YouTube, right? It's they only do these pieces when you're still on YouTube because like their whole world is YouTube.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, there's one more. No. That's just. He's just a split screen there. Okay, no, he doesn't even. And then he brings on some some lion face here.
And like she's talking, and you can hear the echo, like she's from her LA mansion, her inner white and Jewish neighborhood, complaining about these people.
All right, Dana, thoughts here?
Well, you know, I think the most important thing I see is just the like information, basically, that you're giving your viewers. Because, you know, I'm not going to hear that because I'm not going to sign up for her YouTube, right?
You don't sign up. You click subscribe. Okay.
Man, these people are just, it's like that documentary. They have to like have explained to them what like, you know, what red pilling is. And it was like, you are literally like, are you doing this half a decade later? You're doing this?
And you know, she's got like three Mexican maids. I'm sure of it.
All right. Okay. So that's our dose there for now. Well, actually, we can, let's do this then, because it's concerning the general area here where we are in, right?
Yeah, this was sent to me too.
Speaking of busing, but I guess in reverse now, right?
Yeah. So apparently the other day there was, tonight, okay, I'll read this from someone's Facebook. We had, this is in Coeur d'Alene, a very serious situation in our neighborhood. The man pictured in orange, black guy, was seen looking in our windows as well as other homes. When we asked him what he was doing and who he worked for, he became vulgar and argumentative. Long of the short is he was with about seven more black, they don't say that, black men, and continued to circle our home first on foot, then in a black Suburban with California plates. Then back on foot, he came up to my husband saying, "We are racist," and some extra not so nice things. He took his shirt off and started swinging it like a monkey. He was placed under citizen's arrest. Nice. And is being booked, but I'm sure he'll be out soon with his friends.
That is a top, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're very leery tonight and taking our kids to a different house for the night, but we are home not feeling the best about this whole experience. Please keep an eye out and Quail Run Singing Hills neighborhood as well as your own, right? So like Negroes spotted in Quail Run causing trouble, looking in windows, swinging their shirts around, calling people racist, right. Just peeking in their house, getting in their door, getting in their face. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And some of the comments is, I'm not shocked, saddened. Our small towns don't have a chance with all these people moving in. Things we are not used to are happening. More crime, more violence. My daughter's car was stolen a couple months ago. And then someone says, let them break in and be ready with a shotgun. It's Idaho. And then someone says, forget about the cops. Get the neighbors together and take them for a one-way trip.
Well, yeah, but you got to be very careful because even if you defend yourself, that's what the Aubrey... what was it called again? Ahmaud Arbery, right?
Yeah, pretty much there's laws against white men defending themselves.
Yeah, basically. I'm not saying you shouldn't defend yourself. I'm just saying if you do defend yourself, be ready to be like turned into a monster in the
But this kind of stuff has been happening in this area more, right? But now people are getting a dose of it. And I think they're when it happens to them, it's almost a good thing because it's like, who's doing this in your neighborhood right now?
You know, I bet you that they saw after, maybe even like after the Pride thing in, Coeur d'Alene or something like that, right? That's the thing we covered it. We have videos up on it on our websites and channels. I bet you that they heard or read this somewhere. So we're going to, I mean, I'm not saying maybe they didn't drive from California, but maybe they did, right? It's absolutely possible, or they're recent, transplants or something, or it's Spokane, Washington adjacent. Who knows what the source is here. But the point is, we're like, let's go over there and fix racism. That's, let's get into some random white people's face and call them racist and start swinging at them.
I think that's good for some of these all white towns, just so they can get a reminder. You know what I mean? Like, because I always say this, there's no escape. Eventually, it will knock on your door, and it literally did in this neighborhood.
Now back to, I guess we can go back to this guy then. It's like, why in the world are someone talking about their bad experiences, right?
Yeah.
What can possibly be at the root of that? Again, it's like this. No. We have a free pass. We can do whatever we want, right?
Yeah.
Maybe check out this video. This is a random video here. Just one in a thousand or so that's coming out every other month here. Here we go. Let me go up here. There's a random black guy.
Hillary Clinton
here.
Told me not to worry about black guys in hoodies, though.
And boom.
Oh,
kicked
my God.
Right in the face. I'm not saying it's an old white woman, but it's, somewhat elderly.
It's just random act of violence. Just random.
Here's a white person down on their knees.
What are they doing?
Female. I am not sure, but the point is, yeah, and it just walks away. So
jeez.
Never relax. That's the method.
Yeah, I mean, buddy. There's a reason. They get a reputation.
Maybe you should criticize your own community before you start talking about what white people and their experiences
are. Exactly. You stop acting like your people are a saint. Yeah. You know, I mean, we criticize our people all the time. I never hear these people criticize themselves, ever. Oh, ever.
We have plenty of infighting. Fight over the most gay, minute little details you can ever imagine. We even fight over fantasies. All right. Chicago black belt. Oh, here's another. Here's how you can do it, right? But imagine this is in Chicago. So maybe this is why he decided to learn some martial arts here, right? Chicago black belt takes down a black man who punched a 7-Eleven clerk, I think, in the face. Let's check this out here. Here's how you can do it.
You know, a lot of people will take out their phones and record and not help a person.
Because they don't know how.
I decided to jump in.
The tables are turned on a suspected thief when a customer who just so happens to be a black belt takes matters into his own hands.
This is why they don't want white guys learning these arts. And it was
all caught
fighting on video.
Casey Cronus has the story.
Fantastic
the customer
story.
Who stepped in when things
Let me see this from the start. Let's see when he started recording. Here we go.
Mom, I'm not letting you go, man. You were harassing those girls.
What?
And then you saw that you saw what, that
man? I didn't do nothing.
Always wants to get caught.
To the store to buy Slurpees for
Slurpees.
Slurpees. Idris Redzovic found himself.
This is your average. This is your Slurpee excursion in Chicago now, folks. Enjoy it. You got to have a black belt to get out of their life. And even then, it's no guarantee.
To buy your cheap, toxic crap.
But hey, bullpen, Mr. Doctor Indisputable, Rashid Ritchie, maybe you should.
And then I bet you, let me guess, he just blames
people here.
Any statistical levels of crime or them not doing well in school. It's like racism is to blame for all of it. All of it, all the time.
Of course.
Everywhere.
Of course.
Anytime.
Yep. And so this is not, I don't think this is anything, I think this is the same race here of people, but I just saw this. Why not? Why play it? You know, we talk about Dunning-Kruger quite a bit, right? That kind of that's across the range. It doesn't actually it's not restricted only to certain racial groups. There's actually a lot of white people with Dunning-Kruger as well. They don't actually know when to stop. They don't know when to like stop tooting your own horn. And at this point, it's just embarrassing. But check out this guy here. This is funny. Look at this.
Get down! Put your fucking hands up, pussy. Get down. Put your fucking hands up, pussy. Put the fucking gun down and scrap like a man, bitch. Scrap like a man, bitch. Put your... Motherfucker, I'm going to think that... Ow! Ow!
Uh-oh.
Oh. Yep. You got to know when to back off, man. All right.
Yeah, what started that fight, too? It's always that, the big talkers, though, they get up there. I mean...
Yeah, at least it didn't do it on the internet, but it kind of felt like that's usually what you get on the internet, right? The tough guy is going to talk the tough talk
and
on
it's
the,
always,
on the
always,
interwebs.
They're always talking like a black, like a gangster.
Yeah,
come
yeah.
on, bitch, come on.
What's wrong, bitch?
Mofo, like, I don't know. A couple more here. Let's see.
Yeah, sure.
Lars Agerbach, that's a man. I don't remember what that was in reference to. I'm sorry.
Maybe there was the woman in the clip there with
the tranny clip in the beginning?
Professor.
The one in the echoey mansion
yeah,
house?
Yeah, that's what I think. You
know. Dog Whistler says, hello, Henrik and Lana. Great to see you two are back from vacation. Libs are moving out of blue states to red states and shocked and surprised that the blue state problems follow them.
Isn't that curious? Yes.
Mick Dozer says, even the best of non-whites can barely measure up to measurably comparable to the worst of whites.
You're being too nice to the whites. No, I'm just kidding. All right.
Roe versus Wade, right?
Yes.
News.
Yeah, so this happened today here. So we have big spurgouts coming. I mean, what can you mention? Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade. They just handed back the decision to the states, right? First of all, number one, that's what happened. And most states, even though they have a complete ban on abortion, have things such as like up to 15 weeks. Did you include? Did you put
that
in? I
have a map. Let's see.
Put that in there so I can.
Let me put it there.
Yeah, so I can pull that up here. But yeah, so Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade on Friday, holding that there is no longer a federal constitutional right to an abortion. The opinion is the most consequential Supreme Court decision on here, right? The most consequential Supreme Court decision in decades and will transform the landscape of women's reproductive health in America. So that says, you want to kill babies, that's your reproductive personal health and choice now. That's good to know. Going forward, abortion rights will be determined by states unless Congress acts. Already nearly half of the states have or will pass laws that ban abortion. So that's even that's like not true. This is
no, it's not even half.
And oh, is that the tweet there with the map?
Yeah, I mean they're freaking out just because it's no longer a federal constitutional right, but there's still all these states where you can. Let's just look at the map here. Let me pull it up here. Yes. Did you see it?
Yeah, my computer froze up. I'm trying to pull it in. We'll see what happens. But go ahead. Here,
okay. Where are we? Access to abortion protected. Yep. Yeah, I just click on the image that I made here. So as you can see, the coastal states there in blue.
The coastal elites.
Access to, exactly, to abortion protected. And you have Illinois, too. So they're like, they're freaking out. Oh, like, you could still go to where you live, like these coastal elites, and go, you know, abort your fetus or whatever. And then neither banned nor protected. That's a lot. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, like 10 states or so. Could revive unenforced ban. That's quite a few states. Could soon ban nearly all. Okay, that's quite a few states. Near total abortion ban. Near total. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 states.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's not even that much.
And wasn't it that even then it's like they still had up to like 15 weeks or something? Or am I getting that wrong? Maybe I'm being too charitable for the baby killers here or whatever, or the reverse of the baby protectors. But some of them, I just know that it was like there's still circumstances where you actually can get it, but they're just calling it a ban. That's it. Abortion is over in America. You know,
they're freaking out. And I say, though, on the plus side, that this could make a lot of liberals, as I say in the tweet there, move out of some of these red state areas, go to some of these blue states because they're just so upset and they have to put their foot down and make a statement or whatever.
Yeah.
And they could just leave. They could go to their, you know, abortion-friendly state and live there, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good thing. I mean, I can't believe we're getting all these during Pride Month, by the way. That's kind of, it's fascinating, isn't it? Wednesday, I reported on the World Swimming Association or Federation, whatever they're called, was now putting, so-called trans people in its own separate category for competing, you know, things like that. So something's going on. I'm not sure if it's just to, like, reinvigorate or get, like, that riot energy back into the Democratic Party, whatever this is about. But that's probably, we'll see how many can afford the gas prices. people are carpooling to D.C. now. Because it's
For their protests?
For their riots coming here. Right? We have a couple of, I guess we can play a couple of clips.
Well, first, I'm going to talk about corporate America who's supporting these abortionists, right? J.P. Morgan Chase and Citigroup, they said they're going to give employees money to travel to get time off and expenses and go to get an abortion in an abortion-friendly state, which I'm sure most of these are already coastal elites. But they also added, so they're going to pay for women to have their abortion, but they also added family-building benefits such as cryopreservation and enhanced benefits just for LGBT workers.
Sure.
So they'll help them have the kids, right? But then they'll help the straight people go and abort their babies, right? And meanwhile, they're also banning thought criminals, right? And then there's a bunch of other corporations who said that they're going to pay for employees. Let me look at this list here because it's long, just so you know. Right. I mean, they're all having to signal now how awesome they are, how they support this. And it's basically like all these major corporations. And
I think you guys know our position on this, which is basically, is it such a bad thing? I mean, it's like, look, I mean, as you said, this is maybe the potential. There's a lot of different ways this can pan out. It's too early to tell, but the silver lining here. No, first of all,
still going to be available.
But yeah, as you said, I mean, you could have basically this spurring on this idea that there's liberal states and then there's, you know, conservative states. Let's just keep it simple. Or progressive states and conservative states, and you will have more people, you know, flocking back to their, you know, to their respective areas, break down on ideological, political lines. And then you, of course, going to have it. So in conservative states, you're going to be have more restrictive abortion, which means then probably most likely this is majority white populations. And it's going to be harder for them to have abortions. Why these crazy liberals can then do all the baby killing that they want. I'm not saying it's right or whatever, but the reality is it's going to go on whether how much we think it's wrong or complain on it or whatever, because now it'll be up to the states, right? So it's going to just end up in their ball, and until there's like an actual like federal ban or something on it, that would be a different
thing.
Which
I don't think is going to happen, because there's always going to be these abortion doctors, you know, that are going to be willing.
Demons.
Yeah, that are going to be willing to do it on the side. It's just funny how that works. Like the Supreme Court could say, no, and then all these people would continue to do it and they never get in trouble, even if it was completely banned, right? They would just continue on with it, and it's the courts are corrupt enough and all the corporations would support it. But imagine if people on our side were like, no, we're not going to pay any more welfare to these people or take in any more of these people. Like, then it would be like the whole system coming down. Like, we're the ones who can't rebel, but they can rebel all they want. Yeah, so these companies, as you know, supporting and also helping their employees get these abortions. Starbucks, Tesla, Yelp, Airbnb, Netflix, Patagonia, DoorDash, Chase, Levi, Strauss, PayPal, Reddit, Disney, Meta, Dick's Sporting Goods, Condé Nast. I mean, there was tons of them. There was even Intuit, Lyft, and Uber, and ooh, BuzzFeed. It's just, oh my God. Yeah.
Do you remember the possessed abortionist? Do you remember that clip? Speaking of which?
Oh, that's right.
Because something is seriously wrong with these people for wanting to do this, right? And the most gruesome ways, and like the suction things that they're using.
Oh,
this is like a horrific, just monstrous practice. But then at the same time, as we said, it is what it is. And again, I mean, conservatives
always
ideas
find
here,
ways to do it.
Probably. I mean, we don't know, but they're crazy. But check this guy out. Here's the kind of people involved in this stuff, right?
My friends, I pray, sir, you got to repent, sir. Here. You got to repent, sir, for murdering babies.
Why?
Because it's a sin before God.
Why?
Well.
Stinky breath.
Yeah,
why?
That's pretty evil of you, sir.
Yeah, I am.
And I hope and pray that you...
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, that's what you do to babies,
acting demon-possessed.
Yeah, I love it.
You love it, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I hope that you come to Christ, sir.
Oh, I'd never go to Christ.
I hope that you come to Christ,
no,
sir.
No, I don't go to Christ.
Yeah,
I don't listen to Christ.
You will have a darkened heart, sir.
I do have a darkened heart, yeah.
You have a darkened heart.
I do, very, very much
and
so.
You will stand before God in judgment
yes,
day.
Yes, I will.
Day.
Every day.
You will stand before God in judgment.
Yes, I will. Every day.
All of the babies that
I
you
I love
have
it.
Killed.
I love it.
Yeah, keep tearing the babies
yeah,
apart.
Yeah, I will.
The black lady's like,
well,
laughing.
I will.
She's like, this is so
go
funny.
Back.
Keep tearing the babies apart. Yeah, sir. The babies, their blood screams from the ground. Their blood screams from the crown.
Oh,
you are
God.
Interesting guy.
Like,
eh?
What the hell? I mean, he sounded like totally crazy, mm-hmm. even if he was putting it on. By the way, also on the plus side, I saw that there was women who were protesting this abortion ban, saying, you know what we should do? We should just stop having sex with men and don't have kids. And I was like, yes.
Well, yeah, I mean,
show us, you know, stick it to us by not having kids and having sex with men.
You know, it's that, as we've said, right? I mean, it's like, you're going to withhold. Look at some of these crazy lunatics that are like, you know, asking for these abortions. Like, in the off chance that they would actually have even get to, you know,
get impregnated,
get into that situation with a man. you know, it's maybe we should let them have what they want in this case. But check it. We want to play some. The bus. Oh, I didn't even add that in. I think the BuzzFeed. No, here it is. Here it is. Here's the BuzzFeed, right? Let's do the celebrities first, and then we could play some of the.
They have to come out and they have to signal. Guess what? I had an abortion years ago, and there's all these like skanky looking actresses. Oh, and Whoopi Goldberg. I thought she was gay. It turns out 14. She was 14 years old, and she got pregnant. Stevie Nicks said there would have been no Fleetwood Mac had she have had a child. Let's see, who else? All these other skanky girls.
The loss,
who's
right?
This? Gloria Steinem, of course, big, huge feminist, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Who else? There's some bigger ones down here. Yeah, Amber Tan. Ooh, Nicki Minaj. So sad. Yeah, so sad. Nicki didn't procreate. Who's this Billie Jean King? And then Uma Thurman, who's like, oh my God, I'm 51 now, so now I can talk about it. I had an abortion and I was so heartbroken and it was the hardest thing in my life then, and it hurt so bad. Then why did you continue doing it, you know, at that moment? Anyway, they all have to come out and signal, and then others are signaling and like proud of it, like shoving it in your face.
Oh,
like,
yeah, no,
I had one and I killed a baby
and I liked it, you know, song or something. They had the t-shirts on, right? They had the I had an abortion today and all this stuff, right?
Yeah, and it's like, by the way, this whole t-shirt thing is will show these abortion insurrectionists that are ready to riot. It's like everything was ready to go. They have the t-shirts already printed and matching, and they knew where to be and what time. It's just like, so someone's organizing. It's big corporate money and organizers.
Let's play the do you want to see? CNN piece doesn't really matter, that, to be honest. Let's play this. Here's what a couple of crazies are saying here about it.
All the human rights are going to start falling down.
Yeah, one can hope.
Falling down.
All right, LGBTQ plus community, we're next on the chopping block. And birth control.
What's in the background?
Not sure. Some TV.
And possibly interracial marriage.
Yeah, right.
So pretty much we're going...
If only.
The only thing that's going to have rights in this country is white men and guns.
Yeah,
That's really
been the trend the last few decades. It's really been the few decades here of the white male.
Yeah, they love white men really so much.
For a white man.
Oh, God.
The woman who tried to have a baby so bad and ended up having a miscarriage, who now has to go stand on trial. If we don't stand up now and do something about this, The Handmaid's Tale is going to be more than just a show.
Oh my God.
And
it's, don't worry, no one's going to want you for procreating.
Why is it always that these people, they have like Superman references and Captain America?
Because they're just a product of Netflix and CNN. That's it. No original thought whatsoever. Mm-mm.
That's what I'm saying. Go back to those documentaries we talked about, and even the TYT segment. That is like it's immensely important that there's like a continuous policing of opinions and like snack back in line with you, you know, kind of thing.
How do I look at my daughters and tell them that they're growing up in an amazing place when they're not?
Well, why did you have your daughters then? If you're so pro-abortion,
I agree, it's like, not an amazing place, but for different reasons.
All right.
To travel and spend money. Like, I love to spend money.
Of course you do.
But if you are a red state and you have anti-abortion laws, not only will I not visit your state.
Yes.
Good.
Will you move
and
never
not spend my money there, but I will also not be sending my children there to college.
Good.
Yay.
Perfect. Thank you.
Not spending any money there.
This is good.
This is what we want.
I think that if you can leave the country, you should.
Yes, go to
Canada.
You go to Canada
or Mexico finally.
Well, yeah, you can go to a third world country.
Go push abortion in Mexico then.
We can ask the professor Richardu Cahordi, whatever his name was, which the best African country is, and we can send them there. How about that?
And you can push abortion down there because their population
that's
is exploding.
That's right. That's right. Exploding.
Give those African women's some female reproductive rights.
Estimated 4 billion by the end of the century. Let's see if we can have a discussion then. It's like, is it overpopulated? Can we talk about it now? Is it now okay to talk about how many we can be on this planet?
Yeah.
Childbearing age, and you can leave the country. You should.
They all look the same.
If you can't, we need to...
Isn't it remarkable how they all kind of
they all have the same body
face?
Type and look and just like checked out crazy eyes, you know?
Rise up. We need to fight.
Okay, well, it's going to be a summer of protesting. Again.
You mean burning down cities?
Yeah.
How are we still living in this?
How? Like, oh my God.
How have we not completely dismantled the government? Why?
It's your government.
Why are we
exactly. Dismantle it. That would work in favor for us.
Yeah. Let's have some anarchy for a moment. Let's see what happens. I agree.
I am shaking
literally shaking. I haven't heard this in a while.
So apparently, I didn't take those screenshots, but there's a lot of I'm literally shaking right now.
It's back.
It's
liberal
back. It's
shaking tears is back.
All right, let's get back to the what do you call it? Hårfäste, the high hairline here.
How far women have fought, how far everybody has fought.
You can still go kill your fetus, lady.
We've fought so hard to kill our babies, right? And now What's happening to this world when we can't, normal, regular women can't just go in and kill their babies anymore? What's the world coming to?
I love it too, how they're always like, we, but then they tell us when we're talking about our people and we, like, oh, our people and we.
You don't exist.
Like, yeah. Speak for yourself, woman.
And our freedoms are being stripped from us one by one by.
Oh, you're being someone's censoring you, and what's
happening? No, like literally nothing. You probably live in a state where it's just like it's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
There's going to be more abortion clinics than ever. In fact,
you're going to see those states over. We have a 96 year
abortion tourism.
You know? Yeah,
we'll see that coming. Right? Yep.
Okay, so that's that, and then what else we have here? We had a couple of screenshots here.
Well, there's Maxine Waters. Oh, but yeah, she had some other shots.
We'll get to that. What was it here? Yeah, so basically, where did it go? Sorry, guys. Oh, wait, should we pray where's the protest? Oh, is that later?
Mm-hmm.
The protest? Let me see what this was here. Oh, so here's a couple. So apparently, it's going to be interesting for the Christians out there to get a little bit of a... They'll get a little bit of pressure from this, right? I'm not sure how many of the Supreme Court justices, are they all outspoken Christians? Maybe they are, maybe that's why, right? But here's some posts here then, right? The radical Christians are found in the rural areas. Their towns are defenseless. They have almost no cops, and their firemen are volunteers. They have to borrow cops and firemen from neighboring jurisdictions miles away in order to handle anything big. And they think they're safe out there. Forget burning cities. Cities are on our side. It's time for rural areas to feel the heat. You show up 100 deep in every rural town in a 50-mile radius. This is never going to happen, obviously, though, but still.
And all those people are very armed, by the way.
Yes, 50-mile radius intent on revolution. You'll crash their system and make
them pay. This is a glimpse into how they think, though, right? Just keep in mind, January 6th, right? And now you have, like, people calling to burn down rural areas and like insurrectionists, abortion insurrectionists in like state capitol buildings right now. That's no problem.
Let me see here. And if you think I'm kidding, I'm dead serious. This was caused by backward ass rural conservatives operating out of a Christianized worldview, even if they're not Christian.
Yeah.
They're heavily influenced by it. They were the ones who voted for Trump in 16. Those delusional, redneck, white trash, blue collar, to quote a country song, okay, types who flip massively for the GOP. Punish them. Punish their towns. They say BLM burned cities to the ground. I say let them see firsthand what it's like when a community is truly burned to the ground. They want a civil war. They should have been careful what they asked and voted for.
Oh, you should be
for.
Careful what you're putting out there, because that the, could awaken the giants that you don't anticipate.
I am not the organizing. Who would have ever known? Who could have ever guessed this one? I'm not the organizing type. Maybe someone else can do it for me.
I'm just
me.
The big talker with noodle arms online.
I'm the big bully on the internet. The big tough guy on the interwebs. But maybe someone who is can organize that. Yeah, that'll go down. Start in a certain state in the Midwest. That's right. Go after those Scandinavians in the Midwest first, those white people. Just
start with the Somalis.
Exterminate the whites, right? Often called the South's middle finger to America. It's literally what the South would have looked like if it wasn't reconstructed. Holy shit. Okay.
They don't know anything about anything.
No, it's just
here.
Complete, right. But, so
but the fact that that's out there and they're putting, and there's what, 22 up likes at the time of this?
Welcome to Reddit.
And there's a lot of comments like this out there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just.
Let's go murder and kill.
Breaking the department, and this is kind of interesting, right? Because, you know, they're targeting white people, and of course, it doesn't matter what faith you're in, it's white is the target, but yes, in this case, they're talking about revenge here, right? That they're communicating with Catholic churches and pregnancy centers, telling them to be prepared for a quote night of rage by pro-abortion groups, pledging quote extreme
violence.
Wouldn't
be the first time. These are some of the early terrorists in this country. Is that
yeah? And then you have a couple of other ones here. I want to burn down the Supreme Court in different variations. Yep. All right, if the state won't let us have abortion, we'll have to abort the state. Can we go? Why not, right, at this point? Can we go burn down the Supreme Court? You see, there's different reiterations of this here. But this is fine. Twitter is, for now, we'll see what happens if and when the Musk deal closes. I don't expect anything to change.
Phil Kraken, is that a real name? Like Phil McCracken. Phil Kraken. Sure, that's, I wonder if that one is gay. Burn down the Supreme Court, Phil Kraken says.
Phil Kraken.
Exactly.
Burn down the Supreme Court. Time to restructure it. Expand it. No confidence in Roberts or his courts.
This is just like, is there going to be big documentaries made about this and aired and talked about on like CNN, MSNBC, Daily Beast, Right Wing Watch? Of course not.
It's funny that it's
they love
happening,
this violence. They love this kind of insurrection. Whenever it's their side, come on.
Of course.
Cut the bullshit. You love violence. You love insurrection.
Oh, it's just us to have to do. We and you're already hearing people that are not going to comply and all that stuff, right? I guess that's the next clip with the Maxine, well, crazy Maxine, right?
Well, guess what? You know when someone writes about, they're coming, we should go burn down their cities because they won't let us abort our baby. Guess what? Some of us don't care if you abort your babies, and some of us think you should just sterilize yourself and that you shouldn't have kids at all. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think,
how about that?
If you are
free sterilizations, let's pay for that.
If you're going to use abortion as your contraception, then yeah, you should be, let's assume you are allowed it that once, but due to the fact that you have this irresponsible baby-killing attitude, yeah, you'd get sterilized. You're not going to do that again, right? To do something, that would be really radical,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, be responsible.
Do something like that. Okay. How about girls to get in touch with their cycles? Don't even go on birth control. Just learn your body, right? I thought they were
period worshippers and all that.
Right, exactly,
all of a sudden,
right?
They're like retarded about how the body works.
But then you realize, no, because they are getting off on this. They want this. They want to kill the babies, right? Because if someone
should
that they
be
don't
something
like
that
tells them what
it should
they
be something
do.
You're ashamed of, but not anymore. Mm-mm. It's like they're proud of it.
Out and proud. Maxine Waters tells people to fight. The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them, she says. Crazy Maxine.
You see this turn?
Calling for insurrection. Inciting.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Women are going to control their bodies no matter how they try and stop us. The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them. Women will be in control of their bodies. And if they think black women are intimidated or afraid, they got another thought coming. Black women will be out in droves. We will be out by the thousands. We will be out by the millions. We're going to make sure we fight for the right to control our own bodies. Thank you. Hello, everybody.
Like, you do control your own bodies.
Well,
someone
this would not be your body,
like,
though. This is literally another human's body.
Like, they have no
body.
Control over what happens to their body whatsoever.
No,
like,
exactly.
I mean, that's just dumb. Oh, and by the way, too, was it Clarence Thomas, right? That they were saying, these are the cops coming out getting ready for the protest this evening.
Yeah, somehow they know it's going
to
be a riot.
Conservatives are loving that Clarence Thomas, a black man, right, voted to overturn it. And then all these blacks are upset because it's all these white conservatives that are doing this, these racist people that are targeting people of color. And I even heard LGBTQ. Like, somehow this is an attack against LGBTQ, this Roe versus Wade thing. But I've heard some people in
I guess their frontal is getting pregnant somehow. Are they really with the already with the
trans pregnancies?
The uterus, the Indians that succeeded
transplant.
On that already, right?
No, I mean, that's not going to work.
Did you see that story about the person who regretted it and they started going back on testosterone and they got morning wood stump because they had nothing left there?
Oh,
and it was a hole and now it's growing hair inside of it.
Oh, my God.
And they're going pee and they have to sit on the toilet for 10 minutes and it's just running out all over the place.
Oh, my God.
Did you see that tweet? Yeah,
no.
I read that Wednesday.
It was quite
difficult.
This is maiming your body.
Like,
this is psychotic. This is Frankenstein.
And this person, I mean, it's genuinely, you could say what you want, but genuinely you could feel sorry for them. There's obviously personal responsibility still here, but the fact is they were, teenagers, they're depressed. They think this is, it's being offered as a solution to all their problems, like gender mutilation like this. And which again, the Frank Luntz, who's now gone over to their side, to twist the words and say, oh, it's really just a gender affirming surgery, right? Like, no, you're mutilating your body. But the point is, this person said there was nothing, not a single roadblock or even like speed bump along the way. This is like, are you sure you want to do this? Or like, like anything. It was just like, they were just like led into this. And it's turning into a massive industry now too, by the way. So,
I have to say before I forget too, there's some people in the health circuit that were saying that this might be this overturning, just thinking of another level of it, ending the, my body, my choice, because it's more about like vaccines and what's coming in the future.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does that set some kind of precedent for that?
Sure.
I don't know. It's just one theory I heard going around.
Yes. I mean, anything is possible. Ultimately, ironically, as they're fighting, you know, to like claim, oh, your body's not your own. But let's say, well, you're killing another person's body or a developing person's body, whatever. But at some point, it's going to be like, yeah, you are not your own, right? And people are going to show up and they're going to tell you, like they kind of did under the COVID thing, right? You know, we have to control your body to control this disease, and we're going to tell you what you can and can't do. Like, you got to be vaccinated. You got to, you know, blah blah blah.
So this clip is funny because it's like Biden already knows it's his peep who are the insurrectionists and the ones that burn down cities and kill people with burning buildings and all that. He's got to plead, please, please be peaceful.
I call on everyone, no matter how deeply they care about this decision, to keep all protests peaceful. Peaceful, peaceful, peaceful. No intimidation. Violence is...
It's almost like he knows that they are violent. Isn't that what
That's what I'm saying. He knows.
Violence is never acceptable. Threats.
Well, wasn't you the guy who's going to take him behind the shed and give him a good beating? You remember that when he said... I was talking about Trump, but oh well.
What about...
Intimidation are not speech.
Yeah, forget about it. Okay. I'm just like, the government's going to talk about nonviolence. Like, holy shit, they go and bomb people and like murder people in other countries. I just love it when they talk about nonviolence.
Democide, right? Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that the based ANCAPs definitely get right. You know, the self-inflicting...
they have a monopoly on violence. Right?
Yeah,
right?
Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
And against violence in any form. Regardless of your rationale, I call on everyone, right.
Okay, that's, he's prepping now in case something goes wrong. While he did say that he was going to, you know, do this, whatever. He's definitely being told things, but we'll get to that later. Okay, here's more. Done.
Dallas.
Windows being boarded up. Is this Dallas?
They're getting ready.
Like someone knows something. Dallas. This used to be... conservative. Hey, there's a TV show named Dallas. Remember remember those old days, the 80s? Yep. JR?
It's a crap hole now. Your mom watched it, right?
Oh, yeah. That music is, oh my God, it's just like, again, like anxiety and angst.
I need to get caught up here on some stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Bill Biz. Thank you very much. I still love the response of residents in Coeur d'Alene when the downtown area is threatened with Antifa destruction about a year ago. That's right, Gun d'Alene. Mm-hmm. And now we'll have another one, possibly, maybe, if they come over to Idaho, too. I know. But I mean, like, some other people coming over here trying to protest about stuff, just like this whole gay fiasco that happened recently. Two-thirds of the people were from out of town. All they're talking about busing in people. They bust in tranny sex workers into the town. Porky Foreskin, Henrik, the badass and king of the Jarls, the hero we need.
Well, thank you. That's right. Jarl Palmgren.
JP, Henrik and Lana, I missed out on one day's pass on the pay this past Monday because I was forced to take an unpaid day off for the fake holiday Juneteenth.
Oh
my God, you didn't even get paid?
Man.
George Floyd may be dead, but he's still robbing people. Bill Hoover, ultimately, this is a very good thing for the culture wars. This will make the conservative states more conservative and give us more of a stronghold over those states. One place that it will be affected is college towns. Out-of-state liberals will be less likely to go to college in an abortion ban state. That's right. That's what I'm saying. I think that's the plus here, right?
Yep.
Jimmy Fallis, what Bill Hoover said, get the hell out of Austin, tranny pink-haired baby killer freaks.
Jeez, yeah. Oh, I played that a couple of times, right? The clip. I think is that Austin? It's somewhere in Texas. I'll see if I can find it later. Do you have more there?
Yeah. Yep, Phineas Deasy. Leftists only care about children when they can abort them, molest them, mutilate them, or use them as propaganda against us.
That's right.
Bingo. Yeah, you're right. Michael 57DE, myself, I am pro-abortion in select situations for eugenic reasons. You don't want rapists, child molesters, other criminals, or mentally, physically defective people having kids and passing on the defective dysgenic genes. Yeah, it's an act of compassion at the end of the day. Abortion in cases of rape, incest, miscegenation, mandatory sterilization for genetic defects. And they actually had, what is it, in Iceland? They still have that, right? You have to abort your baby if it's a Downy?
Yeah, and I saw so many conservatives counter say, oh my God, they're Nazis. Nazism. It's like, look, at the end of the day, like, do you want to, especially when you're a small country like that, it's already a very strained and heavy, you know, kind of, you know, tax pressure and the whole, and yes, I agree, it's an overbearing government and all that kind of stuff, right? But at the end of the day, like, if there is a, you know, you can, you know, I'll just use it for simplicity. It's like if there's a humane way to ensure that there's like less people that would be a burden on the system, why in the world would you want to live in a world where there's more, and that, because that's the world we're living now. We need, they're advocating for fit people and intelligent people to like stop existing and less of them.
While
we
need pregnancies.
More people that are dependent or they're, you know, with cerebral palsy or all these
because
mental diseases.
Because you can't be, because otherwise it's eugenics. I remember Oregon, yeah. They used to have a program, I'm doubtful that they do now, about retarded people, that they had to be sterilized, like vasectomies and all that, so that they couldn't have children. And that used to be used to be an acceptable policy.
It used to be
to
common sense. I mean, it was like just regular, you know, pro nationalistic democracies in the West had many of them that kind of stance. Look, like could it be these circumventions or something? We're like, well, we are a very wealthy family. We can take care of these. Okay, sure, you know, kind of go ahead, but. If you're literally talking about like maximizing a population that will be so dependent that eventually will just be like a heavy burden on everyone else, and it was like, I mean, at some point you just have to realize that it's like you probably would do good in trying to have fit, healthy, high IQ individuals that can like do things and contribute and
be
creative,
smarter,
they can,
more fit.
They're resourceful, they're industrious.
But you can't talk like that because that's eugenics.
I don't care. I generally don't care.
I don't care. Either.
And it's not that being cold-hearted or evil. It's not we have to murder people. That's not what it's about either. It's like if you can take measures to prevent more suffering from coming into the world.
See, and this is how people, Margaret Sanger used to talk like that, right? A lot of liberals, leftists used to talk like that. Even some communists used to talk like that. So now that's when the conservatives are like, see, well, we can't talk like that because they once said, they can't agree on like absolutely anything just because a liberal once said it or a Democrat once said it or whatever. Well, but now it's flipping the other way that these Democrats, it's on one hand, they want to abort them. Then on the other hand, you can't abort them if they're these other things, right? Because that's almost like what the Nazis would
do. Then, ironically, weaved into this, you actually do have now like a designer baby thing coming out as well. And it's almost like...
they want a master race?
Yes.
But and I mean, artificially?
As long as we... Exactly. As long as you don't do it by people who are like, feet on the ground and like, you know, sensible and they're lovely, you know, they're farming their land and they're doing it through like, you know, kinship or whatever, right? They're like, blood and soil, but you know,
as
that
long
kind
as
of
it's
thing,
not
right?
good looking, smart white
that,
people,
doing. Then it's bad. But if we can go in with like mRNA technology and science and fetus selection and all these things and alter things or maybe update their genetic properties or something like that, they'll do all that
then
shit.
It's
they'll
okay.
do all of that stuff. And of course, at the end of the day, why? Well, because they have some utopia of we'll all be the same, right? Oh, race doesn't matter anymore. Why? Well, because we can just alter any traits genetically. So anybody can look however, in whatever way they want to look, right?
Yeah.
Purple hair forever, or good, you know. Blue eyes people have, but you know what I mean, like yellow eyes or purple or something, right? Strange things like this, and eventually that's going to, if they get their
it's
way,
only
that's
okay
going
to
be the norm.
If you want to genetically design this blue-eyed blonde child, as long as you aren't like a blonde, blue-eyed racist, as long as you're not a nationalist who cares about your people and wants more white babies in the world, then it might be okay.
I'm saying you can have non-Western races, non-European races, altering themselves to look more white, and that will be a good thing. I think the system will say at the end, oh, that's good, because that means anybody can be anything. It doesn't matter anymore. It's irrelevant. Post-racial, right, in the true transhumanist sense.
JP says, Henrik and Lana, did you see all those death threats against Clarence Thomas? That's kind of like what I was saying earlier. The Dinesh D'Souza Democrats are the real racist conservatards. We're right. This is their moment and probably the highlight of their life.
There
you
go.
Know it is. Yeah, see, exactly. They're attacking this one black conservative man. This is the one black conservative man we got on our side.
We got him.
Oh, I know.
We got him.
I know. What about the several white people in there? Michael57DE says, I listened to that post about how the sausage is made, and just listening grossed me out. And I have actual photos from my knee replacement surgery, so it's not about surgery and blood. And by sausage, you mean
the
ding dong.
Yeah.
The fake ding dong. Oh my gosh.
Beep, 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 beep.
Bill Hoover, in reference to the Max Waters clip, you never see a GOP representative attending any type of protest. It just shows that these protests are manufactured. For the record, I am not profile, I can think of a lot of people that need to be aborted. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Well, Den mother. And for crying out loud, it was never an actual constitutional protected right. Welcome back, y'all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thanks.
Good point.
Yeah, so here to speak to that as well of the, it's all kind of orchestrated. We know that this was coming, and therefore, of course, they have all the signs are printed, the t-shirts are there, the color scheme, it's all made, right? But this is the what do you call it? Like a spin-off from like the pussy hat, pinkish stuff. But look at this. Here's a literal invasion here, right? Or insurrection. On the, what was it, Missouri?
Storming the state capital in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Here we go. Look at this.
It's a pretty capital.
Yeah, that is pretty awesome. Shut it down. Let's play that again. All right. So
her mask is down to here too. They can go in there. Yeah, shut it down. This is our house, our streets, and then it's fine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's funny. That's what I was going to say before, and I forgot that. But it's curious that all this is kind of happening as the completely over hyped and dramified, if that's a word, January 6th hearings.
Yeah,
as well,
it is
by
funny.
The way,
it's actually good timing.
It's very very good timing. Oh my God! It's an insurrection, and then like you have a whole. A whole sphere here politically.
Oh, wait till
like,
tonight. Yeah, I think there's in this summer, there'll be more.
Mm-hmm.
These crazy feminists.
And then, of course, meanwhile here, right? This is what happens. Here's a guy who just talked about like not liking LGBTQ stuff, right? Some pastor, I think. Red flag, an anarcho-tyranny in Washington state, LGBTQP+ enforcers arrest Christian patriot for quoting the Bible. So he made some posts online. People were worried. Oh my God, he was acting up. Here we go on Gab, right? And so they went after him or whatever. But of course, yeah, look at this, like military vehicles sent out and like, let's get this guy, right? And it was another one too, I think. Which one? Oh, there was this one. It was a guy who spray painted groomer on a library during a Pride event. I think specifically it was a Pride event, but during Pride Month now, unfortunately, in June here. And then he was charged with a hate crime.
Because you can't hate pedophiles. People spray paint things all the time. They tag things all the time. I don't see articles written about those people and their political views.
Nope. That is completely, you got to defend and love the pedos. Okay? Yeah. That's basically where we've arrived,
man.
Folks. That's where we have arrived, right?
This is sick.
Spray paint groomer and that hate crime. There you go. All right. So speaking to that, I guess we can play this clip here. I don't think you saw this before, but... Someone, there was a drag queen. I haven't seen the whole thing yet, and it does go on for a little bit, but let's play it. Drag queen something, probably some story hours I'm done thing here now, where one of the guys apparently was talking about how he wanted to be his dick wanted to be sucked or something. They had like an audio tape of this guy saying that from a prior event or something, or it was online, they found it or something like that.
So
anyway,
doesn't have a front hole, still has the thing.
They're asking him about like, why do you allow pedophiles to like be at these events? Let's check this out.
So who brought the tranny? Who brought the pedophile?
First of all, you
don't
have to wear a mask.
No, thank you. Who brought the pedophile?
Wear a mask.
It's not
we want to know.
The hand.
We want to know. Well, we're medically exempt. Thank you, though. Who brought the pedophile? I just want to know.
The story is actually for children.
It's for, well, then why is the pedophile here?
So if you guys could please...
Why did you... No. We want to know why there's a pedophile here.
We saw videos of what
I'm
that
sorry,
thing does.
Library
why did you... hey,
it's got videos.
You see a lot of pedophiles
in here. Do to little children.
Yeah.
You are...
Why did you allow pedophiles?
Videos on YouTube of what it wants to do to little children.
Why did you bring the pedophile?
I don't understand.
Yeah, then why would you bring your children to a pedophile?
Yeah, right. It's not vulgar language.
Hey, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, you should.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Why would you want to bring children to this? Why would you want to expose your children to this? Just to prove how tolerant you are a pedophile?
This is the only thing I
to prove how tolerant
I'm exposing children to.
You want to expose your children to pedophiles to prove how tolerant you are.
This is disgusting.
It's sick.
Yeah, but this is sick.
That thing has videos.
Yeah, we're
away from the children.
Ugly women defending
the pedophile here.
Yeah.
We're in Giants. Oh, man, I'll never support the Giants again. This is sick. You guys are sick. Look at, they brought kids here. What is wrong with you people?
Hey, guys.
What is wrong with you?
The book is called Haunted.
What is wrong with you?
Interesting.
Tell me, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? This is sick. This is sick.
Another lovely specimen.
Just call him. There's a pedophile here with children. Call him. This is disgusting. What the hell is wrong with you people? These poor children. What is wrong with you sick people? Get out of here, you pedophile. Get out of here. You're not safe here. Get out of here.
Look the same.
Oh my gosh.
Look, no, this is sick. You are sick. You are sick. Look at these poor children.
It's all based on sexual.
These poor children. These poor children. How dare you guys? You godless whores. You guys are sick.
It's not okay.
You're not starting it again. This is over. This is over. It's over forever. No more.
Look
no
at
more
all the annoying people
here.
Sitting no, in there for that
stuff. You are
stuff.
Sick.
Yeah.
You are sick.
Shame, shame, shame.
Yeah, there you go.
Shame.
Exactly.
Shame.
Oh my God. Okay.
Where's the pitchforks?
Get off your knees. Wake up.
Yeah.
Men and women, get off your knees. Get out there and scream shame
yes.
and pedophile in
yes,
these people's face.
Yes, because they are.
Yes.
And they know it.
You guys are sick. You guys are sick. No, there's no fun. There's no fun.
There's always these women trying to confront these liberals. Trying
you can't
to
pray this away, folks. You have to get in there, okay?
Yeah.
There is no enjoying children being abused. So thank you. You can leave.
Can't pray the gay away.
You have to actually be in their proximity and point fingers at them.
To protect the children, because you won't. Oh, the poor tranny can't read to the children.
There's no kids in here. Watch this video.
Hey, thank you.
Like, what motivates these women that it's so important to have this fat, ugly freak?
Yeah, you like that.
Reading
to
kids.
So he's playing her a video here now, I believe, of this person saying that about the sucking the D.
Sick fuck.
That is not what's happening.
That's the thing that's reading to these
kids. What this person thinks shouldn't be around kids.
Yeah, they're showing like a video from this person.
I mean,
that they did.
Glorifying drugs. What?
God, what a mess.
Oh my God. They really do act like demons.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, totally appropriate,
yep.
right?
Yep.
That's who you want around kids, someone that talks like that. If it was a straight man, they wouldn't want that person around their kids, right? But all of a sudden, these trannies get a pass for like the sickest, grossest stuff you
yeah.
can think of.
Yeah, you don't want to. You don't want to have a
because you can't be transphobic.
Old man swing his dick in your daughter's face.
Yeah.
Then, oh my God.
It's just amazing.
What's wrong with you?
These women just give them a pass. It's yeah. like in Quarter Lane, you know, these people that came for this tranny fest or whatever. It was like a lot of older kind of dykey women and these like young, confused teenage girls. And these older women are just like psychotic about it.
Yeah,
just
grandmas.
Psycho.
Yeah, there are some
about pushing this.
There is a obviously, and we know what these so-called men are about. But there is a creepy segment of men, so-called men. Most of them are like
estrogen ridden.
Oh, it's overweight, horribly, and
they
it's
have
just
boobs.
Like, oh my God! I mean, it's just the worst kind. But you see it as a phenotype or whatever. Or like a they're
like
just
a
how they look. Like this is an external. External visual representation of what they are inside. I mean, you could spot that. All right,
fat guys in tutus, rainbow tutus, like
yeah,
oh
they, exactly.
God.
They go around it. That's crazy, right? We have two here on Odyssey. We have Mr. Wright with a clock that says, I guess it's not correct. It says 1488. There you go. Thank you. And we have Mike Henrik says, just testing this tip function really quick. Have a good night, folks. Thank you. That works fine. Thank you. Appreciate that. Did you have any others? Are we caught
no,
up
we're
to
caught
speed?
Up now.
Good. Let's talk about this then. Speaking of kids and just maiming kids, going after kids, violating them to the point of where they will be maybe die, maybe get impaired for life of different diseases and so forth. Interesting, right? So these forces are always about hijacking what's good, right? There's always about jumping on opportunities whether there's, you know, kind of like how they jump on grassroots movements, and whether it's flow overall or focus or attention, they jump on that and they smear their shit all over it to try to like get their way, right? So they had, speaking of that, they had the launch of the vaccine for kids from 6 months up to four years. Smack on the winter, the summer solstice, right? On the 21st, right? Let's get in and use that positive energy, and let's like let's kill the kids, you know, kind of thing, right? In their little perverted effort, right? And then, of course, now on the 24th, on midsummer, you have this Roe versus Wade, probably most likely like riot spurg outs, whatever is actually this going to turn into. We'll see. It'll probably go for days. Maybe it'll just be like George Floyd 2.0 in a way. We'll see what happens, right? But anyway, so it was about that. There was take good positive things and they put their shit on top of it, right? So now check this out. Here's New York Post here. Toddler tears as the nation's America's children, begins to receive the totally safe and effective magical juice.
It's like they know. The kids pick up on things. They sense things. And anyone who has kids knows that. They can be very intuitive about things.
I mean, look at these pictures.
It's not just because it's a needle. It's because it's that needle.
It's like they know. You see that? Yeah. And, of course, it's overwhelmingly white children, by the way, too.
Here. Holding them down.
Yep. And is so proud afterwards. So you did good. You're so good. But look at this. Look at this.
Look at that. 10-month-year-old. Oh, my God.
Hazel Ribnick reacts. Yeah.
Let's just inject poison immediately.
So an experimental, totally safe thing. You know. Kevin Lazarus for...
And then these women, they go have parties afterwards to signal how awesome they are, that they just stuck their kid.
Look at the balloons behind there. Look
and how it. Is this even going to interact with all the other crazy vaccine schedule on top of it, which is like 10 pages long now? I remember when we were kids, it was like measles, mumps, rubella, okay? And that's like bad enough. But now it's like pages and pages of this vaccine schedule, that their visits to the doctor are tied to just vaccine schedules.
Yeah, that's it. It's just a big big pharma receiver. God. Just a big increase our stocks, goy. You know what I mean? That's basically what it is, right? But yeah, so as you see, this is in many regards.
Look at that. Look at that baby.
9-month-old Oliver Harris. While he's being held by his father, Dr. Matthew Harris, at the Cohen Children's Medical Center.
See, he's not even happy with his papa.
In Long Island's Jewish Medical Center.
And then he's like these masks, and they're coming in like they sense it.
Little Latinx and proud. Okay, great. Is this? That's Oliver Harris again. All right.
God.
At least it wasn't a moil. Jackie.
Probably got that too. Probably got snipped and now poked.
2 years old. Yeah, look. And this
is everywhere.
Superman. This is. Look, Superman is. It's bright colors. It's like a it's rainbows and it's so parties. Evil.
It's just like what they do with these, you know, gay get-togethers, right? They dress up like unicorns and clowns, and it's a kid fest. But it's really sinister and evil and dirty and
underneath it all. That's one thing I saw up close being there. You know, it's very clear that beyond, like, you know, of course, at some of these events, obviously, you get like, I mean. People are like, what the hell is this? What's going on? Kind of thing, especially maybe younger kids who've never seen these abominations before and so forth. But the music is the number one rational, the brain killer, or however you want to deem it, right? The music and these kids, you can see it on these kids' faces for the most part, right? This is like a big party for them, these pride events and these drag queen strip shows, whatever you want to call them, right?
It's like being in Disneyland.
And yeah.
It's a mascot.
It's great music. We're all dancing and happy and fun. And there's colors and stuff, you know. And, you know, I'm not considering counter signal, you know, what Patriot Front tried to do. And it's like, yeah, okay, do your thing. It's good, whatever. But at the end of the day, I mean, to a lot of people there, whether what's actually correct at the end of the day, how the media can spin this is that, here you had scary face mask, you know, kind of like they didn't have skull masks, I think. Some did that, but not them. But regardless, right? Masked men who coming in and going to scare the children, right? Or hurt the children. That was kind of the narrative that was being spun. And again, it's like,
and yet
well,
they,
that's not the reality
these,
and that's not truth, but it doesn't
matter. No, they've done these stunts and protests all across the country, and they don't come to incite violence and riots. That's just not what they do.
Of course not. But that's how it was spun. I mean, whether you, you know, however you, whatever you think, whatever the truth actually is, that's how they used it and that's how they spun it, kind of thing, right? But I'm bringing that up just to say that it's kind of interesting also that it's like, yes, of course, we have to complain. We have to, to a certain extent, whine about this. And we have to, criticize it. We have to expose it. And to do that, first of all, you have to see what the hell is going on at these events, because there's, that's where we are filming this, put it out there, make people sure that they can see. And, of course, you can have normal people also just showing up and just protesting. They don't have to have uniforms or masks on. Just
stand there and look disgusted.
If 50 men, 30 men even showed up and just stood at the front of that
stage.
Like a wall. The whole energy of that thing would have been just shut down.
It's all an energy.
It's not illegal, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, they could have just said, well, I'm here watching the event. Like, what do you want? Like, we can stand here. What are you going to do? Remove us? Anyway, but I realized, as you're complaining on what these perverts and pedophiles are doing, you also have to offer something. You also have to do something. These kids need, how do we get them in touch with our culture and with our roots and with our heritage? And how do we get them feel proud about who they are and their ancestors and have fun? And it's like, and you mentioned that too. Yeah, there's even like, some of these kids, they love medieval festivals and things like this.
Oh, they love those,
right?
Renaissance fair.
Yeah, there's all these kinds of things.
Like Viking festivals and things.
Yeah, I think we need more of that kind of stuff in conjunction with actually, exposing and charging these pedophile events. But you also need something that's building things up and that's positive as you're attacking something
of
that's
course.
Negative.
And at the and same time, at the same time, I know a lot of homeschoolers have the approach, and I think that this is very effective, is that you keep your kids away from that and go do something else fun. Okay, let's go camping, or let's go out in nature, or let's go to a different fun theme park. What's the one here called? Silverwood Park or something for the day. Right. Like, you keep them away from that so they don't see it and do other healthy, constructive things.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And then eventually they'll be old. As they get older, they're not going to give a shit about unicorns and like rainbow balloons and stuff. Like, they outgrow that.
Well, if they're stuck in that mental disease space.
Well, you just don't have them in that, so they don't get stuck in that space, and eventually they're going to outgrow that, and it's not going to work on them. Life is not a big cartoon, and you're not always interested in cartoons, you know?
Yeah. All right. So anyway, so that's my point on that. But so here's more about the vaxxed, by the way. Let's play this clip, right? The triple, was it the triple vaxxed are more likely to have issues? Yeah. Well, imagine that. One is bad. Two is worse. Triple is
really
bad.
Three, you're more likely to die from COVID,
they say. Totally safe.
More
an
likely
effective
to die.
Magical potion.
700,000 people in the study in Israel, just so you know, that showed that the double vax were 27 times more likely to get reinfected. So it's not the vaccine, even if we just talk about that, is not stopping infection. It's not stopping transmission. If you look at the studies in England, in Scotland, in the northern countries in Europe, where they get real data, that they're actually the triple vaccinated, the most likely to die. So bottom line is that as we go forward, the natural immunity is long, broad, and durable. And I don't know if he mentioned it, but we have SARS-CoV-1 patients who still had immunity 18 years later. Let that sink in. 18 years later, we still had immunity from SARS-CoV-1 to SARS-CoV-2. This is long, broad, durable immunity. So what I want to say in closing is natural immunity should be considered legally to be at least equal to vaccinated immunity, and immunity is likely lifelong. Thank you.
There you go. So keep that in mind. We're talking about these kids now because they're getting, of course, their first dose. But at what point are they going to say, well, you're going to need dose two and dose three? And, of course, here's Fauci himself talking about
how this is on top of the hormone blockers.
Exactly. The cocktails are just like chemicals and alterations and medications and vax.
I want to read that in reference to this. Dog Whistler says, the local news here this week just ran a story about how public health officials are concerned about a Fisher-Price bouncy chair and how it might cause an increase in Sid's death the next few months. Seriously.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Sudden infant death syndrome.
A bouncy chair. Yep. No way in hell.
Yep.
No way in hell.
Random things will happen. What was it? There's a number of those. I've seen them. I can't think of them off the top of my head now, but I've seen those look out for this.
Seeds.
Yeah, it was something because of SIDS. And, of course, now there's SADS, right? Sudden adult death syndrome, right? Just up for no reason whatsoever. People are just dying. Like, deaths are up like 150% or something among certain age groups now. And there's women, healthy women are getting
unexpected
blood clots
heart attacks. under 40,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Mick Dozer, thank you very much, says, we are a traditional family. We homestead. We live by the nine noble virtues. Beautiful. We've taught our kids about our heritage, our legends, and we ensure they're proud of who they are, all while connecting them with nature and teaching them how to be strong, courageous, and proud white folk. You sound like awesome parents.
There you go. Good. That's what you need right there. Yeah. Healthy, normal, good stuff. So listen to Fauci here regarding how good looking he is. Because he's double boosted.
I had one day of symptomatology. I started on Wednesday.
Started?
On Paxlovid. And I was on Paxlovid for 5 days. And I have now finished Paxlovid. And I'm still feeling really quite fine. I think I'm an example, given my age, of what we're all talking about today. I'm vaccinated. I'm doubly boosted. And I believe if that were not the case, I very likely would not be talking to you looking as well as I look, I think, right now. So all is well with Fauci, and thank you for asking.
Did you really take those, though?
Is he in that third bracket, then, that the former doctors are talking about?
Let's hope so.
Be a damn shame, let me tell you that. Damn shame, right? Triple vaxxed. All right. So I have a couple other things here real quick to throw in the mix. Talk just a little bit about some other stuff here towards the end, too. But the Uvalde school police chief have been placed on leave as there's some really weird stuff that's happening as the timeline is coming out regarding the shooting, of course, right? And it basically looks like, just to kind of paraphrase, that what was his name again? Pete Arredondo. Where he seems to be, and this is, you know, maybe it's a little bit too early, but, you know, you can kind of see the warning flags early on here. Like, why didn't they send cops in? Why are they saying that it's more important to protect the cops and the kids? Why are they holding back the parents? Like, all these strange questions, right? So it looks like they're trying to partially protect this guy by placing him on leave, but there's also investigation now. We'll see how much comes out about that, but it looks like they were, like, lying about stuff. They were saying that, well, we're outgunned and the shooter is barricaded in two rooms and we have to wait until we have, like, shields and machine guns or, like, better arms and stuff like that. And apparently, according to various sources that have reported on this and the official timelines and stuff like that, they had all the things that they needed early on in the process. But for some damn strange, mysterious reason, it almost looks like, almost, that they wanted as many kids as possible to die. And it looks like this guy is weaved into it. Now, that's early stage. That's allegedly and, you know, supposedly or whatever. So we'll see what happens. Maybe we'll get some answers, but chances are probably not. But at this stage, it looks like this guy has something to do with the whole thing. Pedro Arredondo. Check out this article. We don't have time to read it now, but from the Washington Post, it's kind of interesting. They go through the timeline.
He looks kind of dodgy.
And as I said, yeah, and talk about these things of, like, why didn't he act sooner? What's going on? Why is he? It's like they intentionally wanted to fail. And of course, what one of the reasons for this, as people now speculate, is, well, I mean, they had an NRA convention literally just a few days after the shooting. And now, of course, the whole Democratic establishment have been able to use this shooting as a way to take guns and stuff. And in fact, we have people. This is actually a good time to play that right now. With the red flag laws, right, that's actually passed the Senate. A number of Republicans unfolded on this, and it's going to, I think, go to Congress, unless I get them mixed up in the wrong order, but hopefully it doesn't pass, right? But they're still won't take your guns in case you haven't, you know, forgotten about this or whatever. Check out who actually supports red flag laws, right? DeSantis down in Florida. Listen to this.
Thing or holding people accounted just for speech. It really requires incitement or to be a threat.
If there is a threat, there are options. Florida's red flag laws can take away your guns temporarily if you made a credible threat. Many, including the governor, are behind it.
But I just want us to be responsive to that. And the vast majority of these incidences have had red flags. The Marjorie Stoneman Douglas report made that clear. So I think we need to identify that and do something about it.
Last week, Florida launched a threat.
He claimed it's not for speech
and law enforcement to share information,
but it can be
which
used
will be
for
confidential.
That.
Well, yeah, but the point is, it's like, well, we have these red flag laws, and in many cases, there've been, there's been a warning sign, so we should use them. And it's like, well, do you not see how this will be misused and misappropriated? Mm-hmm. And now, anybody for whatever reason can say, oh, this guy's dangerous; he shouldn't have any weapons.
Yeah.
And then they come in and they take. I think it was like obviously a good person. There was what's Ron Paul's kid's name again? Rand Paul, right? I mean, he did a good thing explaining, like, why he doesn't support this. And again, it's unconstitutional. You just go in and, like, based off of, nothing, essentially. You can just like stop people's ability to at least temporarily have access to arms legally, right? And a violation of their Second Amendment. Anyway.
Dog Whistler says, no, while everyone on both sides are yelling at each other over pro-life and pro-choice, they will sign gun control laws. Very possible. And yep. Tessa Cunningham, to go back to the last story, Fauci didn't give himself the chemical injection. Could you imagine if something happened, he was harmed or killed by it? Serial killer Fauci is a liar. Yeah, I question that.
Did he really take the risk? It's obviously that.
I mean, these people lie all day
good
long.
Good to clarify that, and it's good that you remind us, since day one, we've basically said, like, I mean,
did he take it? Yeah,
the lock thing seems to be that they have someone somewhere has kind of an idea of like
what's what
essentially. And some lots are just more deadly, and all the various accounts are tied to certain lots, right? So, someone along the chain of command knows something here, right?
Are we gonna go to Midsummer now, or
yeah, I guess we could do that, right? We're kind of late in the. I'm not sure how much I have to mention about it, to be honest.
Okay.
Let's go a few more things here. Let me just see what we have. Yeah, the Pritzker thing was kind of weird. Let's play some of the clips that we have, and then we can talk about that at the end, I guess, Midsummer. We talk about it
every year.
Every year. We know, we'll show a little footage and stuff, you know, what we do and whatever. But hey, check this out. Kind of interesting. Ukraine and Moldova have been accepted as candidates to join the European Union. Check this out.
Thank you so much. I can be very brief because this is a very defining moment and a very good day for Europe today. I warmly congratulate President Zelensky, President Sandu, President Zurabishvili. All three countries are part of our European family. We've never let any doubt about that. And today's historic decision by leaders confirms that. It grants all three the perspective of EU accession, and it lays down the path ahead. I think this is a moment of great satisfaction, and I'm very pleased with the leaders' endorsement of our opinions. There can be no better sign of hope for the citizens of Ukraine, Moldova, and Georgia in these troubled times. Of course, the countries all have to do homework before moving to the next stage of the accession process. But I am convinced that they will all move as swiftly as possible and work as hard as possible to implement the necessary reforms. Not just because they are required to move ahead in the European accession path, but first and foremost, because these reforms are good for the countries, good for the democracy, because it strengthens the competitiveness of all three countries, and ultimately, they are good for the citizens.
No, that's a bunch of lies. She's a crazy, complete lunatic, this woman.
It's nothing to do with union.
You know.
It's nothing to do. People hear, oh, European Union, those are great words. No, they're joining so that they can dissolve and just have no borders eventually. Like, I'm going to get into this in my interview next week on Kuttenhof Kalergi, right? And his original pan-European movement, the grandfather of the European Union. But his plan was to unify, to ultimately dissolve it, to have open borders.
Yeah.
So it's United States of Europe, basically. And then from there, like United States of the world.
Yeah, it's interesting. You look at the founding fathers. I did a presentation long ago on this, but when you get into kind of the philosophy and what they're using and stuff, it's really like a the World Economic Forum is like kind of right out in the open of this right now. And in a way, they're kind of, I'm not saying that they're a distraction because they do, like they also implement policy. They have a lot of influence. I'm not saying that at all. But in a way, it's like this is the EU founders, the Bilderbergers and all this stuff, like on the back end of this, that's been going for a long time, right? All these organizations and NGOs, and there's, yes, certainly, you know, ethnic lobby groups and interest weaved in this from, but the point is, these people had like an early version of like the ESGs kind of thing, right? They're like, they're Christian, but then they have socialism, right? That it's like a, Jean Monnet. There's like I forget all their names now. I got to go through them again and list them up again. But like the early, grandfathers, whatever you want to call it, of the EU, they all look to Kalergi, first of all, to inspire. But as you detail in some of your research you're doing on this now, it's like a lot of we got to use the corporate capitalist system, but merge it with like commie ideas essentially and socialism, right? And do that third way politics, which like Bill Clinton was so successful at, Tony Blair was super successful. But it's like a pre-ESG. They're basically like saying, yeah, we'll use capitalism, but we have to have like the environment and social and governance and all those things weaved into it,
bringing so all the systems together.
You know? Yeah,
yeah.
But it's very very interesting that like mix of just, it's like a synthesis, right? There's let's blurb all this together, and then out of that we'll get like a raceless, dependent people, basically. Right?
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, so that's on the EU there.
And of course, Ukraine. Oh, we didn't see that coming. Right, Ukraine joining the EU.
Yeah,
right.
And, man, I don't know. It's just
do they have money? Well, I guess they do have money now to join.
If you are a pro-Ukrainian nationalist, joining the EU is one of the worst things possible.
Yeah.
Right? You got to remember who's behind. You got to remember who's behind this. Right? The other side have its problems. We're not defending that. There's more than one way to look at the, or rather, I should say, there's more than two ways of looking at this. There's more than just choosing one or the other side. You can take a third position on this, right?
In Moldova, like, what are they going to gain from this?
Again,
what does anyone gain from it, really?
They have been weaved into this now because Moldova has been kind of a, you know, they're adjacent, right, to Ukraine, they've been kind of weaved into the conflict with Russia. So this is solely a NATO/EU kind of, you know, trick, essentially, right, to ensure that they can be part of them as opposed to be gobbled up of the other side. But just a little casual reminder here. Here's the guy.
Ukraine president.
Here's the president of the Ukraine here, right?
Oh, my God.
And, this is who you're supporting, if you're supporting. And again, I'm supporting the Ukrainian people. I'm not supporting Zelensky.
No.
Or any of these people. I wish the war to end or whatever.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, speaking of this, Russia had a. Oh, well, we can do this one first, I guess.
Yeah, it's more also Russia cringe. Here.
Basically, there is a blockade now that Latvia is imposing on. Lithuania is imposing on Kaliningrad, right? The little oblast, the little isolated portion. Right off, do they show a map? Yes, right there is the map, right? Kaliningrad. It's basically good access to the sea for Russia and stuff like that. But apparently right now they're cutting off rail traffic and all kinds of crazy stuff. It's basically, but the point is, World War III is like hanging on a thin thread here. From like, they could snap at any moment. That's my point. And what does this say? It says, the Russian Foreign Ministry had responded to Lithuania's partial blockade of Kaliningrad, which writing in a statement that they consider the provoked measures to be openly hostile and warning that the Kremlin may take action to protect its national interest. Kaliningrad is sandwiched between the EU and NATO members, Poland and Lithuania. Supplies from Russia are delivered via rail and gas pipeline through Lithuania, which announced last week that it was banning the rail transit of goods subjected to EU sanctions, which includes coal, advanced technology, metals, construction materials. So you get the point. Like, if they keep pushing this, it was like, let's go nuclear war. And some of these maniacs there have talked about that too, by the way. They're just like, yeah, well, you know, if we, what was the comment? It was, I mean, I'm not saying this
bombs
is
of peace,
representative, you know, of everyone in the Russian, you know, parliament or the Kremlin or whatever, but it was like this. Well, we'll go to heaven. Nuclear war is not so bad. They'll die and they'll be in hell, but we'll go to heaven. You know, it's just like, what the hell is this? The people in charge? But check out this cringe counter signal here. That they still think, like, if we can just prove that Ukraine is Nazi enough, the world would be with us, right?
Zelensky is not a Nazi. Nazism is not joining the European
Union.
It's
not the biggest issue. It's NATO. It's the internationalist forces that are controlling and using Ukraine. That's the biggest.
They know this. It's like they're just trying to play both sides here.
Yeah. So this official Russian Embassy UK account here, or the embassy in UK. Victoria becomes Australia's first state to ban public display of Nazi swastikas. Well, you have no problem showing your damn hammer and sickle. In fact, they have lifted that out in a spectacular way over the last, 2 months or so. Maybe it was from the start, but frankly, the stuff I saw, it was very little of that, and it just increased the communist symbolism and the Bolshevik symbolism. And it's on tanks, and it's statues being built of old ladies holding, you know, commie flags. They say here, great to see such sensible approach from Australian authorities. The sooner it prevails among our Western colleagues, the sooner they will realize what has really been happening in Ukraine Hashtag no to Nazism.
It's not national socialists in Ukraine.
It's a very little faction. It's not the dominant force. It's not the one, they are not the ones supplying like NATO arms and stuff. That's not Nazis. It's like, but whatever, you know.
Archie says NATO is centralized Bolshevik imperialism to bring equity in the gay globo homo disco.
Yeah, they use, this is how they do it, the Hegelian dialectic, and they use two different forces to create a synthesis, as we've said so many times. And that's why, again, you shouldn't always fall into these traps of, well, I'm on team blue, well, I'm on team red, you know, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. There's usually a bigger game that you can see through. This is, we won't have time for this today, but this is actually really bizarre.
Synthetic?
Maybe that we can worship. You know the Pritzkers, right? The powerful Chicago family. They helped to get Obama elected and all that kind of stuff for Illinois, right?
Is that also him on the left?
No, so that's dressed as a woman? That's the cousin of what's his first name again? The Pritzker. What's his?
Is
first
that
name?
A trans person we're looking at? A trans woman there? Or what is this?
Governor? Yeah, J.B. I guess they just call. I forget what that stands for. J.B. Pritzker, right on the right, and then I think it's his cousin Jennifer Pritzker, which. Actually, was born, believe it or not, that thing was actually born James Pritzker.
There you go. Can you believe that? There you go. Didn't see that coming at all. It's
philanthropist.
Totally fooled me.
This article is kind of interesting. Tablet Magazine, I think you guys, you goys out there understand the source of this, right? Jewish Daily Tablet, the Jewish Tablet Magazine, whatever. The billionaire family pushing synthetic sex identities. It's interesting, though, because if you actually go into detail in the article later on, they talk about people such as... Kurzweil, right? Who is not? It feels like they're hinging. Look, there's a lot of money that they're pouring into these kinds of trans things. That's the point of the article, which is, you know, not good. And what the hell are they doing? Stuff like that, right? But many of the people that they're giving the money to, and other people that are influential behind the scenes, actually belong to their particular tribe here of the tablet man.
Look at that.
Not,
no, exactly.
Whatever they're
using
are
gender
Italians.
Ideology to remake human biology. Well, that's impossible because gender ideology is a bunch of bullshit and lies.
That's how they get
and
you.
You'll never remake human biology. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. These people just want to be gods, right? They want to control nature. That is the goal. Actually, reading Kalergi's book, I just finished yesterday, Practical mm-hmm. Idealism, that is one of the goals there.
Oh, yeah.
Controlling,
absolutely.
Using technology
yep.
to control nature.
Yeah. Anyway, so this is actually a really interesting and good article, but it's a little bit too lengthy to go through now. So what I'll probably do is I'll go through that in detail in the Weekend Warrior Show coming up here on the weekend, Sunday, Monday, and... we'll pull out the best parts of this and show you the amount of money that they're putting into these, the trans, ultimately transhumanist industry, but it's coming first through the transgender. So the point is, if you accept this wave of so-called transgenderism, then the last barrier to that will be to revoke the very principles that makes us human. That will be the next step in the process. And that's why it has to be vehemently opposed. Here's another one out of China. Check this out. We reported a while ago of this supercomputer at the Department of Energy. It was called Frontier. And this is literally just like maybe a month ago, 3 weeks maybe, of like it's breaking all new records. It's the newest generation Sunway supercomputers, right, at the U.S. Department of Energy called Frontier. And they're going to use that for some interesting stuff, by the way, when it comes to genetics and these things. But regardless, now Asia, China's bypassing them quickly with a new AI computer that has apparently achieved what they call brain scale. Today in Skynet, Does Asia News, Chinese scientists are boasting about a new supercomputer that is so fast it can run AI at the speed of the human brain. I'd like to see those variables. How do you measure the speed of the human brain? Is it just neurons firing per minute? what is it? Anyway, the claim here is the Chinese scientist also named their AI module Bagalu, which means, check this out, alchemist pot. Mm. Here we go again, the transhumanist AI,
pot.
Right? The alchemy, synthetic syncretism or whatever. It was trained by the Sunway machine to have 174 trillion parameters, on par with that of a human brain for the first time, the report says. The Sunway has a speed of a billion operations per second, expressed as 5.3 floating point operations per second, or exaflops, and more than 37 million CPU cores. That's quite a bit. This is four times as many as the Frontier machine. So how long did that last, America there? Two weeks, Department of Energy, and then it was like, nope, we got you. We just surpassed you. It has also 9 petabytes of memory, which is enough to hold 2 million different DVD quality movies. Great comparison there. Communication between brain nodes is so quick it rivals a human changing his or her mind. Potential uses for the AI could be in facial recognition and autonomous driving, the report says. It could also be used for life sciences, chemistry, and language processing. The article left out eventual machine-run world domination for some reason. The technology debuted at a virtual meeting in the Principles of Practice of Parallel Programming, blah, blah, blah. It's useless. Read that part. Anyway, so there you go. That's Meteor Overlord. Okay. It's kind of funny, too, here. Biden is giving given very specific instructions here, it turns out.
You take your seat.
Don't take anyone else's seat.
Don't take her seat.
Joe, you have to take your seat, okay?
Oh my gosh.
So it's a cheat sheet, which is reminding Biden of how to act. So it's actually visible, the little video here, it's visible in there. He's flailing that around. Let's turn this up.
There is one little bit of solace in the minority making up the majority opinion has laid out that it affects not every state. It affects only 40 states.
He's talking about the Supreme Court. There he is, right? He's accidentally holding up the backside of that. Do you see that? The little card right there? So, of course, the photographers were quickly snap a picture here. And here it is, right? You enter the Roosevelt room.
Here's a sequence of events.
And say hello to participants. You take your seat.
I just can't believe they even have to put this on there. You come in the room, you say hello, you sit down. Like, really? Is it that?
It
has to be that detailed for them?
Yep.
Like, you can't figure this stuff out on your own? Like, or just know it up here?
You ask Liz Schuler, president of the AFL-CIO, a question. Note, Liz is joining virtually. That's right. You got to be reminded about that.
They're doing the U's in caps for a reason, because at some point he blew it and was waiting for someone else to make a comment.
Yeah,
they're like, the comment.
That's right.
But the your seat is funny. So that means he's taken someone else's seat at some point in time.
You thank participant. You depart. Not someone else, Joe. Not fantasy, Joe.
You
not,
thank not, participant. My gosh.
Do you remember this?
And this is all just like basic stuff. Like, that's amazing.
This is the most powerful man in the world, ladies and gentlemen. All right, if you still believe that, I got, I have...
the president.
I have a sex reassignment surgery to sell you.
Offshore wind drop by a sequence of events.
Listen to this.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to excuse me.
That's that's your president America. They stole it and gave it to this guy. Can you believe that? Can you believe that?
Oh, man. Yeah.
All right. So, formula has been halted again at Abbott factories. Remember that? There was like this Wisconsin.
Again? Like this never has happened before. Now all of a sudden it's like every 3 months.
It's like, people are kind of, you just go back to breastfeeding and stuff. It's like, well, not everyone can. And there's other allergies and issues and stuff like that, right? But and apparently this time it's because of weather, babies cannot eat.
Because of the heat?
Listen.
This breaking news tonight, Abbott says severe weather has forced workers at its Michigan plant to stop production of its specialty baby formula. Heavy rain, power outages, and flooding being reported across Sturgis, where the plant is located. Abbott says that the building must now be clean and re-sanitized. This comes less than 2 weeks after Abbott restarted production.
Yes, so... We just had this, right? We just went through this. They shut down the plant for some, and even this was dubious, like the disease there. Like, well, wait a minute, what's going on here? Is this really real? And then now they're shutting it down again. It's almost like they don't want infants, right? Specifically infant formula, the shortage, right? They don't want them to eat. They don't want them to have food. They want there to be disruptions. They don't want, and again, it's the worst kind. We've talked about that Similac and all these other things, right? But like, come on, like, what's the odds of this?
Yeah.
Oh, severe weather this time. Sorry,
severe weather
issue
all
with
the time
kid,
in this country, and it hasn't been a problem.
Yeah, I know. All right, guys. Last little segment here we'll do. Midsummer, of course. Happy Midsummer to everybody today, June 24th. It's mostly over, of course, if you're over in Europe at this point. But we have a few hours here left in the day. If you're in the U.S. or other parts of the world. But there's a lot we can say about it. We've shown some footage before, of course, but it's a great time to get together with family and friends, showing some good footage here of what we do in Sweden, right? Pick the flowers, get the, they call it Maypole. I'm not sure why they do. We call it Midsummer's Pole. Get it together. Birch leaves, that's number one, how you do it. It's across two rings and then two adjacent lines at the very top. It makes it look like a pyramid at the top, by the way. There's a couple of different designs, it's an old celebration that our people did for many, many, many...
Kids love it.
Hundreds, thousands, in fact, of years. And it's a nice way to connect with your heritage and with your culture. It's not only Sweden doing this. Norway's big on it. Germany has parts doing this as well. But I've always said this. If there ever was like a national day in Sweden, it would be Midsummer. They put it on June 6th for some reason. And I was like, really? And they called it like Sweden's Flag Day, which is like complete garbage bullshit, right?
It's not about the dumb flag.
No. Look at those nice folk costumes, right? Some wholesome dance, right? This is good stuff right here. Midsummer celebrations. Have some other clips we can show as well. Remember this? We had we usually do this winter time, but of course it's always a good time to burn a solar wheel or a solar sun cross, right?
Plus, it looks awesome.
Yes, it does.
Your neighbors will be like, "What is that?"
That's
some
cool.
Might freak out. Some might get it.
That's right. Know? You remember Kupala, of course. We talked about that. Is that on the same? Is that
Kupala?
Solstice, right?
Exactly on
the same.
I'm not sure if it's exactly on there when they celebrate it. I'll have to look at that.
Make a nice bonfire. Think of the seasons, get in touch with nature, get in touch with your ancestors. Remember, they're always watching, they're always monitoring you. Check out this clip, by the way.
It's in the same window. Some do the 21st, some do around now.
Okay.
Today, so.
There you go. Let me play, there you go, there's you as well. Let me play, how did Biden get in here? Let me play this little clip. This is actually from Valborg, which is actually, this is earlier actually in the month, but it was, I like the music in it, I like some of the bonfire footage. Valborg is like last of April or first of, yeah, it's the night before 1st of May, right? So last of April. Check this little video out here. And by the way, the masks is a regional tradition to, quote, scare away the darkness, right? Because we're going into lighter times. Now, of course, it's peak summer, but that's what the masks are about, if you're wondering. We didn't do the masks for Valborg. So I guess it's kind of regional, certain areas that do that in Sweden. But you have a big bonfire to scare away the evil, wicked forces and spirits and let summer and light, you know, come in. I like the music, too. That's cool. That's nice, huh? You like that?
Yeah, that's nice.
All right. Yes.
JP says, Henrik and Lana, it's that, and he did say Henry, but I'm saying Henrik. It's that time of year again. It's white boy summer.
White boy summer.
I have to correct you because it was Tom Hanks' son who did a bad rap song about white boy summer, and he was all about race mixing.
We did. Was it the We Can Worry we did that segment?
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah. But I get your point, definitely.
Yeah, no, I'm not against taking that back or stealing that or actually turning into the real thing. You know what I mean? The real
European boy summer.
How about European folk?
European folk summer.
Folk summer. There you go. All right. Anyway, guys, I think that's it for today. I think that's what we got. So if you feel so inclined, let's play this one. I did this Wednesday, but this was kind of nice as well. For those who are catch the lyrics pretty quick, check this one out here. It's a little Solstice song here, over from England.
Oh, do not tell the priest I plied, for he would call it a sin. For we've been up in the woods all night, conjuring summer in. And we bring you news by word of mouth, good news for cattle and corn. For now is the sun come up from the south by oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sir, all of our midsummer's morn. England shall bide till judgment tide by oak and ash and thorn.
It was recorded in Sherwood Forest. You know where that's story pretty. Is from, right? Sherwood Forest. And then she goes up, and I think that's like chemtrails up there.
Dang it.
Making a joke about the other
day.
Yeah. It might not be that, but you know, get the point. Nowhere. Modernity is everywhere, right? So it's like, oh my God, right? All right. Anyway, guys, I think that's
so
it for us tonight.
Yeah, go ahead there. Take that. Yeah, JP, okay, you had one about red flag laws just passed, and then you said, oh, no, sorry, it wasn't the national red flag law, but some other gun bill passed with stricter background checks. Biden is going to sign that. My mistake. So that's happening right now during Roe versus Wade. I'll have to look into that.
Oh, really? That. Interesting. Okay, I did not know that.
Archie says, regarding the baby formula, True News would say that God is punishing Y America. I don't think God has anything to do with this one.
The baby formula?
Yeah.
Yeah. What reason? Did they just, didn't they do good with the abortion ban then? Right? Anyway, guys, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate you. And whether you're joining us over on Super Chats or just watching later on in the archives, we do thank you for tuning in. Minus one, two, let's say here as well, about 22 minutes ago over on Odyssey. Sorry for not catching that later. Thank you. Good to see you. Thank you so much. Appreciate that, Dono. Did we do Tommy Cat? I don't think we did. My 12-year-old daughter and myself love Red Eyes. Well, there you go.
Nice.
Thank you, Tommy Cat. I appreciate that. Butch Cassidy says, I'm not sure how much an abortion costs, but one benefit for these corporations might be that it's cheap. It's cheaper to pay for an abortion than to pay for maternity leave.
I saw that, but at the same time, they're paying for gay people to freeze eggs and do all this other reproductive family planning.
Right. That's
but
true.
I don't know how many gay people can they have in their company. Well, nowadays probably a lot.
Yeah. That's, I guess it's true. Yeah. That's a good point though. So I didn't think of that. But yeah, we'll see. Maybe they're hoping that just nothing will kind of come out of that situation or something. Or but they're doing it to signal maybe or something. I'm not sure. Maybe they wouldn't pay for leave because it's not. Like,
I mean,
a
how
real
many of them are
going to
get
something.
Pregnant? I don't know. We'll see.
Right.
Dennis Frazier, thank you so much. Another great show, guys. Glad you had a great time on your trip. Everyone needs to step back and enjoy life. That's true. Always have to remember, and that's what times like midsummer is good for, just to go out in nature and just breathe it all out and enjoy all the good, positive, beautiful things in life, because otherwise you can go mad if you just focus on all the yucky, bad, negative things all the time.
That's right.
And we know that it's there, but there's a time to just drop it and walk away and focus on pretty things.
That's right.
Nice things.
Of course, yes. Know that there's a real world out there and not the insanity of man that it's gotten its fingers on everything, right? Clown World Show for a donor over on Odyssey as well. Here's a dollar for you all. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Let me check Rumble real quick. I'm going to be caught up everywhere.
Odin's Ravens, thanks for another great show. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that, guys. Very kind of you. Let me just check the last source here. And actually, in the meantime, let's thank our executive producers, guys.
Yeah.
We do appreciate you. T. Lothrop Stoddard, a really good author, by the way. Check out some of his books. T. Lothrop Stoddard, if you're unfamiliar. Tom Bourne, V. Miller, and Loki's Lad. Thank you, guys. If you do want to check out those different tiers we have over on Subscribestar, if you want to support, you can be a executive producer or a producer. We have a plus tier, and then, of course, we have the regular Red Eyes membership tier as well. Of course, all of those comes with the membership, obviously, as well. But there are some of you out there that want to do a little bit more, and we appreciate that. You can find more about that on Subscribestar.com/Red Eyes. We also have Entropy. You can make payments through there. And you can do one-time payment, or you can do a subscription there as well. Said this all the time, but for newcomers, it gets cheaper the longer subscription you get. So we have, if you do one-time payment, from 3 months up to 2 years, and if you do two-year one, it's like 35% off, basically. So it's much cheaper to do it that way. We have a Cash App option. We have an e-check option for the U.S. audience. We do accept crypto. Good time to get in on crypto, by the way. I do think it's going to go up in, two, three months. No one can say, of course, for sure, but it's good purchasing price on crypto right now. And we have a mailing address as well. And thank you, by the way, again, to Michael, if you're 70, if you're watching. We got the, I showed the Thor coin in the beginning of the show, in case you missed that. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. But otherwise, Lana, I think that's it. We'll be back with Weekend Warrior then. More
that's
stuff,
right.
More stuff coming up.
I think that's it for now. You guys right. Enjoy. Enjoy the weekend.
There we go. Awesome. We'll see you guys next time. Take care. See you later.
Do you love Red Ice? Want more? Get access to exclusive material by signing up for a Red Ice membership. You'll be able to watch Weekend Warrior, our flagship show, the second hour of interviews, and other special feature videos only for subscribers. Were you a member and we lost you along the way? Renew! We love and appreciate you guys and gals and cannot do this without you. Help us be a sane voice, a lighthouse in the sea of insanity. As times get tougher, as people are searching for answers, they're going to need content like Red Ice. A little of all your support can go a long way. Thank you. Oh,